Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes when I get discouraged, I get on my knees and I say, Jesus,
oh,
Lord Jesus,
oh, Lord,
whatever you do, don't leave me, please, Lord. And every night I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, Heavenly Father, see, I can't make it. I can't make it by myself. Listen, if you leave me, I'm sure to fall. Help me, Lord. I'll be like a dead man walking. I won't have no direction at all. And that's why I keep talking to him, because his name is Abel. And I know he can do everything but fail. Get out of my bed sometimes, and I say, Jesus,
oh,
sweet Jesus,
oh,
you're all I have. I'm begging you, don't leave me, don't leave me by myself.
To her knees when things seem toward the best. I got a praying mother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems and my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my praying mother who always prayed and always prayed for me. I love you, Mama.
All right. Good evening. This Reverend Dog today. This Reverend Dog today. I gotta do my own appetizer. First off, I wanna tell y'all thank y'all for tuning in. We won't have Ernie on today. Ernie had to take his wife to the hospital. She's having some problems, and we pray and hope everything work out for her. And if you was listening when the song came out, it says, "Don't leave me. Don't leave me." That's what you ain't got to worry about that. The Lord will never leave none of us. All of us are his children. He will never leave none of us. Then also the second song came on and said, "Don't move the mountain. Just give me the strength to carry on." And that's what I pray for every day, that I keep on going. I just pray that he give me the strength to keep moving. And then all of us out there that love our mothers, some of us have our mothers with us, some of us don't have their mothers, and everybody I know, they always seem to gravitate towards your mother, so praying mothers out there. So all of you all, give your mother a hug, give her a call, or do whatever for your family out there. And the last one says too close. I mean, it says too close to heaven. Old people like myself, well, I done had more days behind me than I got in front of me. Some of y'all might be in the reverse. You better hope you got more days in front of you than you do behind you. But either way it goes that way. And like I said, I want to send prayers out and hope and well wishes for Ernie and his family. He, like I say, he had to take his wife to the hospital today, and we hope everything work out for her and hope she's be okay. With that being said, guys, we finna get this show on the road. I don't know what happened to Brother D, but if he come on now, he come on here now late, I don't even want to talk to him now. I done did my prayer. I done did my appetizer, and now he shows up late. I'm mad with him, so I ain't going to open his mic. Brother D, I'm mad with you. I talk to you later. I don't want to talk to you right now. I'm in my feelings. I'm in my feelings. You done made me do the prayer. You done made me do the appetizer, and you just not showing up. But you know me. I just talk bad like I'm tough. I'm going to open the dummy up because, you know, I try to do the best I can, and I hope you all understood where I was coming from. Come on, Brother D. I don't want to talk to you, though. Don't say nothing to me. Just do the appetizer and get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. I'm mad.
Well, you know, brother, I came here running. I promise you, I'm running trying to get back to my phone so I could call in, because the dock that was on wasn't allowed to even have our phones on the dock. There's certain places we got to before. There are certain places we have, you know, with government, and we can't carry our phones in. So I just couldn't tune in no faster. I come in as fast as I could.
All right, well, go and give us our advertisement and do a prayer for Ernie's wife. Ernie won't be on today. His wife had to go to the hospital emergency room with his wife, so he won't be on today. So if you don't mind, do an appetizer and do a prayer for Ernie's family, and hope everything work out for him. I appreciate that, brother.
Yes. Well, here we go again. We have to sometimes stand in as intercessors for our brothers and sisters, and we find today is one of those days. We just been informed that our brother, we call him Big Ernie. Some call him Big Man. You know, he brings us nothing but knowledge on top of knowledge of this game that we love so well. And we find today, and we've been instructed, his wife is at the hospital. But we know a man, and we're going to have a talk with him by the name of Jesus the Christ. He's a healer among all healers. He's a mind regulator. He does things that no other man can do. For you have power that no other man has. So we're going to ask our sister and brother, if you would bow your heads and give God your heart, give God your ear. We're going to ask you to pray along with us as we pray for our brother and his wife at this present time. Amen? Amen. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come today finding that we just received a patch of bad news. We find, Father, that one of our brothers is at the hospital with his wife. We don't know what her situation might be. We don't know what her illness is, but thou knowest. And we're asking you, Father, to not only just be at the hospital, we ask that you touch the doctors as they administer the tests and whatever they have to do to find out what the problem is. And then, knowing that you already know, we ask you, Father, to touch their minds and their hearts, that they would do what has to be done to correct whatever's wrong. We know, Father, that you have let them get to the death door and turn them around. We know that you call a young man from the grave. That lets us know and believe that you're able to do all things but fail. And we trust and believing in you right now. We ask that you touch his heart. Touch Brother Ernie in a special way. Let him know that you're just a call away. All you have to do is just look up and say, Father, I need you right now. So, Lord, I know I've not always done everything right, but, Lord, I need you right now. And we know that you are an answer, a prayer healing and a prayer answering God. For I read in your word what you said, that I wish for you would hear his prayer. And we ask you to hear our prayers today. Touch our sister in a mighty way, in a way that only you can, Lord. Father, we love you, Lord. And we just leave it in your hands, if it be thy will. Father, these blessed among men, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. every heart, say amen. Amen. And amen. And we just trusting and believing in our Lord and Savior. Bible has instructed man, he said, we have not because we ask not. And that covers a multitude of areas. And we have healing because we don't ask for it. Our finances out of order because we don't ask for it. Ask God and trust and believe in the Lord. And I can promise you he will. He's no shorter than his word. Amen. Brother Dahl, we turn it back to you.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. And handling your business, brother. Thank you. All right, guys, I ain't going to hold you long. In the words of Brother D, I ain't going to hold you long, but I got to hold you one more time. One more time. One more minute.
Lord, I need you as I travel through this land. Oh, yeah. I need you as I travel.
Y'all know on this here show here, this might not be the right setup you want, but you know, this is what you get. You get some a little religious, a little proud, and then, you know, we turn over to the other kid, Mike here, wheelchair. Y'all hit the one button. Let's get this thing rolling. We don't want to talk about what you did last week. We don't want to talk about what you did yesterday. We don't want to talk about nothing you all I want to hear is what you're going to do going forward, because this week we got the doggone year-end finale, and man, oh man, if a third of the shit that goes on, go on. Mike, here, come on in, tell it, man. It's so much stuff. But I know that, I don't know that you were triggered with all that noise back there. That you know
I'm going to tell you, dog, I got a little noise, because, you know,
okay,
I thought
no
you were
going to
be
it's your week. It's your week. Don't worry, it's your week. Don't worry, it's your week. Your week, come on in.
Appreciate it. But yeah, man, y'all know what it is, man. Year in finale, 2023 year in finale this coming week, man. We all been waiting on it. We all been waiting. I have for sure, you know, and like I said, man, we got a lot of good, hot, lined up stuff, man, from starting Thursday night, Friday night, definitely hot with the grudge racing, and Saturday, man, with the 484 the shootout and the Stream 28, man. Like I said, I can't list it all, dog. Somebody else had to tell all that stuff. Well, I ain't got it in front of me, you know. But like I said, man, if you ain't planning on being at South Georgia Motor Club Party this weekend, you're going to miss a lot. You're going to miss some good action. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Mike, everybody that wanted to see a grudge race, we got 20. We got 20, maybe more, maybe less, we don't know, but we got some of the boys that want to grudge each other. They're going to be in a shootout. Then we got that small block shootout. You forgot about the small block shootout. Them four boys going crazy, and so, they got a little old crazy 134-pound boy, little old crazy 134-pound Caucasian guy threatening everybody. Trigger, come on in there. Come on in there, Trigger.
He won't let nobody breathe, dog. I ain't never heard Krumer on your show before, man. He took over your show last week.
Took over the show. A 124-pound little old, look like Bernie Fife, a little ugly Bernie Fife looking joker. A kid, hit the one button, go in the kid. See, everybody think we're gonna be going. See, I told y'all, you never know about my show. Get you a seat. And then you can worry about it. And Brother D don't realize it. He came on at the last minute. He got the last seat. Well, Mike, you can listen, Mike. You can go on mute while you got all that noise, because Trigger might even show up. If Trigger show up, I know it's going to snow. If Trigger show up.
Hey, he thought I checked the weather today. I can't wait.
Yeah. But
I'm trying to get somebody to take a picture of my 484.
Yeah, everybody that y'all seen that be talking that trash about, they want to run this person, or they want to run this person, or they want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 95% of those grudge races, grudge people, will be down at doggone at Valdosta starting. Like, some of them might be down there Wednesday camping out, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be down there Thursday.
Somebody went to track Wednesday,
we got a test and tune Wednesday from, it changed from 2 o'clock, I think, to
Thursday.
I mean, from 2 to 8, Mike, is it from 2 to 8, Mike?
Well, we can still go to 2 to 9, dog. I moved it because Thursday was the only day that was showing to get a little cooler, you know, be a little cooler. So I just moved it up an hour, and we can still go to 9, you know. So I'd say 2 to 9 at least.
All I'm telling you. You hear all these guys on this radio show. You hear all the guys on the blog talk show. You see all this shit on Facebook. Well, now I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear about I whoop your ass day before yesterday. We talking about what you're going to do this weekend.
Yeah.
If you come on here this weekend. We don't want to hear about that shit you did last night or night before last.
Mm-mm.
All we want to hear about is what's moving forward. Starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I be damn. A whole bunch of y'all probably be in church Sunday because your asshole going to be hurting. I hope I don't be one of them, but it's going
to
be a whole lot of
fun. They got 72 hours to make their mind up. They got between 72 hours to get it right.
Trigger. This is one show that if I had to walk, I'm going. And hold up, Trigger. $55,000.
Oh, yeah.
That just one shoot. $55,000.
Yeah. $55,000.
Trigger. Cash money.
Lord,
cash
hammer.
Money.
Not $55,000. I'm buying my hammer.
If
it's
Mike
gonna be cool enough
if
to put
Mike
my hammer inside
a check,
my quarter.
If Mike Hill write a check, don't take it. It ain't no damn good. If he write you a check, don't take it. We got them Neil Franklins and them Andrew Jacksons and one joker paid his doggone entry fee with the damn roll of quarters, man. I got a whole stack of quarters over here. He paid his entry fee in quarters, a roll of goddamn quarters. I said, man, what the hell? I can't be carrying all this heavy shit around here.
Hey, dog, they got to get in by any means necessary. Roll of quarters can turn into $55,000.
Hey, man, $55,000, Trico.
Thousand, not 5,500, 55,000.
Thousand.
Oh, my goodness.
Money. I ain't seen this many old-ass $100 bills since they started printing blue faces. We got a whole lot of white people.
That's that old money.
I got some of that
old money.
They done went out there. They done went out there in the backyard and dug up some money, man, to come to the end finale, man.
Ooh,
and
ooh,
then
ooh.
If that wasn't good enough, we got four dumbasses. We got what, baby and mama. We got Smurf. Who them four small block boys? Mike, give them small four block boys. They running for 10.
Yeah, Mike, tell us
them.
We want to hear them.
Baby mama, Smurf, Disrespectful, and Crewman.
Crewman can get in there. Crewman got 74 grudge races locked in. He's threatening everybody on the property with a small block.
Damn.
No, he couldn't have been there. And then don't forget now, Trigger. Them 275, 28, $10,000 on that. We got $10,000 on that.
Free
entry.
That's almost $100,000 on the flyer. On your property. Not to count all them locked in races they got in for 10 and 20 and 25, which we know we'll get up to 30 and 35 and 40. Lord almighty.
Somebody got to call the brick truck. Bring the brick truck.
We need about five ambulances
on standby. They're going to have a heart attack.
And Trigger, everybody talking about, Uncle Sam coming back. Now, see, evidently it didn't been out because I seen it on Facebook. I hear it on the back now. Uncle Sam out with Herbie Ruler driving, they said. They said Herbie Ruler driving.
But you know what,
I
was okay with all that until they said we coming. When they said we coming, been getting their ass cooperating.
Oh, Lord. And then you know it's Herb there. You got that little fat boy that be with him all the time. They call him Mario.
All the shit.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. It's going to be is the car going to be Uncle Sam, or is it going to be Mario or Herb? I don't know.
Daddy-O. It's Uncle Sam, dog.
Yeah. Lord, dog, I'm gonna tell you what though. I don't care what they call it, man. I'm telling you, they got to get in there and get with it. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody getting no pass because they pretty.
Pretty, pretty might not win it.
Now, hell no.
I don't know. Some. I got some disturbing news this morning when I woke up. They said One of our favorites might not be in it, and Tate the Great came on there and talked about a man so bad, I swear, I started crying, man. I started crying this morning. Tate talked about a man so bad this morning, I started crying. But let me just go over the people here. We got him, Trigger. Now, I'm gonna give away a prize. I ain't going to tell y'all what it is. I put it on Facebook. If y'all tell me, you can't pick with two people. Danny Boy came up with it. You can't pick with two people. If you and one of those people win that whole thing, I got a big prize for you at the end of the night.
Ooh.
All you got to do is pick your Trigger Lee. We got Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be red out of Florida. He done painted it white, and it looked damn good. I thought it was Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
They might try to switch Randy Moss and go there and try to trick Tate because they want Tate ass because Tate got a white car.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got the one that 8 out of 10 people.
Hey, I ain't never against white on white crime now.
Mm-hmm. 8 out of 10 people.
Jesse James out of Texas.
What I said, kid?
Florida.
Well, damn. I know Florida ain't got shit.
Damn.
So I made a mistake on that, man. Florida ain't got
damn,
shit.
Damn, kid.
Fuck Florida. Anyway.
I'm sorry, kid.
Anyway, I didn't even hear. I didn't know I said it. I'm getting excited, man. Then they got 8 out of 10 people picking this man to win the whole thing, that salty bitch out of the Tennessee, Mississippi area. Then we got the surprise, one of the best-looking cars again. Oh, saw the beast yesterday. Oh, John got a 2.0. He got a chip on his shoulder. He got a chip on it.
Oh, man.
I just got a text. He got a chip on his shoulder. He going to have a chip on his ass when I get through with him.
Oh, Lord.
Sign Stephen McNair. Oops, I didn't pull the tip. That saw the beast on it. Oh, shit. Then we got
you're gonna take
Terry
a piece
Woodson.
Off his ass, Steven. You're gonna take a piece off
his
ass too.
Yeah. We got Terry Woodson. Hey, Mike, Terry Woodson, is that side piece? Terry Woodson, is that side piece?
Now, Terry Woodson is the Burgundy 78-79 Camaro.
Oh, the one Craven.
Last time I talked to him, though, dog, I heard he broke his foot or something like that, so I don't know if he's going to make it or what. But
we don't know what they're
I mean,
we don't know who's going to make it till they
make
it.
He may put somebody else in there. I'm just saying. I know he broke his foot, so I don't know what his current status.
We still got four officers, but let me finish my scenario.
Right.
Then we got Reggie Rabbit. He out of Texas, too. All them. It's a whole lot of people out of Texas coming in there. That's going to be that many people from Texas. And ain't nobody going
to
win. Ain't nobody going to win shit. But Ryan Grigsby, he don't want somebody out of Texas because he's doing all the tuning around. Anyway, then they got Pandemic. Now, something going on with
Pandemic.
But a lot of people are picking Pandemic for some reason or another. Last time I saw Pandemic, he couldn't infect nobody. He couldn't even infect his goddamn self. So I don't know the hell. They must got some shit that I don't know about. Then they got that big bald-headed motherfucker. They got that bald-headed, cigar-smoking ass, Tiger Woods wannabe motherfucker. Who am I talking about, kid? That Tiger Woods wannabe motherfucker.
Oh, man, not Rock, man. Not Rock.
Yeah, talking about Rock with the lawyer car. Yeah, we got the lawyer car. Then we got two young-looking, clean-cut white folks. Yeah, white folks. I'm from Alabama. I said folks. Some people said white. Now, these two motherfuckers look like sisters and brothers. One of them is tall, slim, and handsome. And his old lady is skinny and short and cute. Tyler Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
He got that paper chaser.
Man.
He got the paper chaser. They going to be the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got this motherfucking, let me see what Marcus called the motherfucker. This Favor Flav looking motherfucker. Who I'm talking about now, kid? It's this Favor Flav looking motherfucker. Deja Vu A Train.
Man.
You talking about Mr.
Not Anthony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anthony. A Train. Then they got this guy they call Warren O'Dell. Y'all don't know about it. This Cobalt Racing, the Warren O'Dell. He a bad man now. Y'all might not know him, but I don't mean nothing. His money up and he in it. Cobalt Racing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got another short motherfucker. I think him. I don't know who the tallest. Him or damn. Him or Marcus. Another motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he always talking shit. Got everybody nervous and scared, and they just talking shit. And he talking about he gonna whoop everybody ass. Who I'm talking about, kid?
Ooh.
Who I'm talking about, kid?
Mm-hmm.
Keep a dumb motherfucker. Jason X. We talking about Jason X.
Oh, that man.
That goddamn J.R. Gray. He just got through getting his ass tore up in Las Vegas this weekend. He went and got his ass tore up in the promo. Got his ass blown out the motherfucker's pocket. But he said, I'm coming down here. I can't tell you what he said because we talking private, so I can't tell you what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he's going to show you Negroes something. You know, he didn't say Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, Trigger, we got two people coming up next that you don't like. I'm gonna let you in. Who these? They got two calls in. I don't know what the fuck they're gonna put in.
It's got to be TM
Hall, man.
Aura.
Oh, Lord. They got two entries in this motherfucker.
Two spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two spots. Might not can see a man. One of them motherfuckers. I don't know. Then we got the one we just got through talking about. The motherfucker that's taking all our money and making us pay all these motherfucking taxes and we ain't getting shit for it. Who we talking about now? Y'all some dumb motherfuckers on the show. Uncle Sam, bitch. Yeah, he'll be in that motherfucker. Then we got another rich folk. This damn motherfucker on a track, on two or three cars, and he don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. We talking about Trayson Lanning. He going to have his goddamn. He going to have that. What car you putting in, man? What car? We don't know. His name just on it. He only be putting dysfunction or illusion or toxic. I don't know what kind of goddamn car. He going to be in there. Then we're going to have this. We're going to have Wheelchair's Real Daddy.
Oh, man, not David Floyd.
Yes, sir. There you go, kid.
Oh, man.
We don't know what the hell he going to have. Yes, sir, kid. That's him. Now, we get down to, that was the 16 that supposed to be there. They might not.
but they done paid their money. I got their money, so they don't be there. We still got their money. Now we come to the alternates, which we know two or three of them might get in. The first one come up now. Tate came on this morning and talked about the boy.
Oh, man, not Wesley Snipes, man.
Oh,
definitely the Green Goblin. Definitely the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Definitely the Green Goblin, kid.
That goddamn Tate is bad acting.
Tate talked about the man so bad, I swear, if I know where he lived, I'd have went over his house and shut him up. Then we got another guy come out of Texas. Texas, I'm Mississippi, I don't know. Trigger, you might not like them. Oh, they slap the shit out your boy every time he crank up. They slap the shit out of Tony Bynes every time he crank up. And they got a pretty red, I think Camaro, named Blood Pressure. Named Blood Pressure. He one of the owners. He might get in. Then they got a car that everybody's scared to run. He ain't ran no fucking body. He ain't even ever ran his goddamn mouth on the internet. He ain't even ever paid the park out every time he locked a race in. And we ain't talking about Tony Bynes. We talking about Washington. What the name of that goddamn car he got? What the name of the car, Mike? That Brian Washington got. But anyway, his name on there. I know the name of the car. I can't think of that goddamn car name. What the name of the car, Mike? Brian Washington car.
I was over here reading, dog.
El Diablo or some shit up. What the name of Brian Washington car, man?
Donnie Brasco.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he must be some white motherfucker. I don't know. Last but not least. Mike thinks he didn't got his ass out of. He down there at number 20, but he's safe. He might have to get in the goddamn ring, too. He might have to get that miracle juice and put it in there, too. He might have to get
it. Might end up being number 16, huh, dog?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Tree.
Mike,
now, don't get me wrong.
Mohawk might have to go into work.
Don't get me wrong. It's still four or five other motherfuckers around there peeping around the corner. These ain't all of them. These are just the ones that then came from behind the corner.
Committed.
We got still hanging behind the corner. Yeah. I even heard David Reese. I don't know what the hell they feeding Crewman. Crewman talking about, he got about four or five girls they locked in. He said, shit coming to a shovel. He might even get in. I said, damn, how you going to do all that damn racing with baby and mom and all that shit in? Yeah, man. Yeah. Some wrong
he
want to
go home
somebody
with the brief truck. He want to drive the truck home, dog.
Hey, he might need to go get, somebody need to go check him out because the boy got to be crazy. He got to be crazy, man. Yeah. Well, anyway, guy, I'm tired. That's all I can say. Year finale, man. All I can do.
No, that's enough. Talking about that's all. We still trying to swallow.
Hey, dog. I forgot to mention. Like anybody coming down the road Wednesday, man. Y'all coming down 75. Y'all stopping.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're gonna be at Buffalo Wild Wings Wednesday night. Tiffany got some calls. Got some calls. We're gonna have on display. Marcus Bed.
Yeah.
Matthew Adams, New Sherry too, man. Y'all come out, hang out with us if you're on the road. Just taking your time to get your race right.
All right. Yes, sir. That's a pretty ass Chevy too, boy. That's one pretty, that motherfucker. That's a
kind of gold color, ain't it, Mike? Kind of gold color.
Yeah, kid. That thing pretty.
Oh, yeah.
That thing pretty.
Man, I gotta think. We're trying to do something different. You know, we're just trying to do something different right there, man. And the manager there, the owner, and all they love race cars and they do car shows and stuff up there. So they welcomed us in there. So man, I thought it was a good opportunity for some of our guys to come up there. Like I said, we got them two in here. If somebody else want to bring theirs and pull it out, we make room for you now.
Give me a box of them Buffalo Wings, man. Give me a box of them Buffalo Wings, man.
Hey, Mike, you going to have any hoodies or T-shirts?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Okay.
I want to wear Juice Man at today. I need Juice Man on there. Now, if somebody can tell me, because I'm flabbergasted, I'm dumbfounded, and I'm kind of stupid. Why in the hell they call chicken wing? What the fuck is a buffalo wing? The buffalo, what the hell? Where buffalo come from in that shit?
It's wet.
What up, Willie? What up, Willie?
What up, Juice? What up, Juice?
Juice, the buffalo wing mean it's wet.
No, where how the hell you get buffalo wings out of from a chicken? Where the hell that come from?
It's the seasoning, dog.
Give me some buffalo wings. How the fuck I want some buffalo wings? I ain't never seen a goddamn a buffalo with no goddamn wings.
Shit, you can make your own buffalo wings.
Hey, dog, you ain't never heard that video Cardi B and your girl say they got that wet. It's coochie when it's dry.
Yeah,
it's wet when it's wet.
Okay.
So the buffalo wings when it's wet with salt.
Whoever got them badass kids in the background, mute your goddamn phone with all them fucking kids in the background. Put a titty or something in their motherfucking mouth. All that goddamn noise.
They too big, dog. They talk good.
Shit. Trigger. Now, you know, us racists lie all the time. Anything we say, you know damn well it probably ain't the truth. Now, I just heard your black ass. I just heard your black bald head ass come at you was gonna be there.
Oh, I'm coming.
Oh shit.
Trigger, what you say about coming a while ago? You just said something about coming.
You're
coming.
I'm coming.
Trigger comes.
And you gonna know me and you gonna know who I am when you see me. I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
I see you, Juice Man, I got your Hennessy. I tell y'all I do.
Juice, you gonna make it this time. Your lying ass, you gonna be a trick or treat. You didn't show up, you lying bastard.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll see. All right, let me see.
Like
somebody just sent me a text. Let me see what they said. I like them. Goddamn it, Trick Lee coming to the goddamn. I know goddamn well it's gonna snow. Let's see. Then.
Hey, dog, I feel even better now. Cause it's gonna be a little cool. I can keep my sweat on.
I like no white.
Yeah, Mike. I still hear them goddamn kids in the background. Who got them fucking ugly ass kids? You know them whoever fucking kids they is. Need to goddamn put the motherfuckers in it. Put a kid in their mouth or something.
Ooh,
no goddamn way.
Uncle Bubba, you're showing out. The truth ain't ugly. They just loud.
I'll be somewhere doing their homework.
Okay, and mine outside carving her damn pumpkin.
Yeah, somebody ought to be. Oh, there's a trick or treat coming up. God damn. Key, what you going to dress up as? We got a whole lot of motherfuckers going to be dressing up. We got a lot of people dressing up as goddamn race car drivers. A whole lot of them.
We got some big capitals coming in now. Hold on, Trigger. Let me get the
Godfather in training on because he don't pull no punches.
Mr. Mario,
are you on there? Mario,
yo. Not Mario.
Yo.
Mario. How you doing, sir? Mario, I'm going to give you $1,000 if you can tell me who going to win this motherfucking shootout down here this weekend.
Oh,
let me
get
the
$5,000.
Oh, shit.
What you say, dog? I'm sorry.
Who going to win this damn thing this weekend?
BML.
Who going to win that $55,000, Mario?
Oh.
BML.
I'm gonna tell you right now, though. Last time I checked, y'all got that motherfucking money stacked up nice and pretty last time, so I don't see why.
Did I say it up pretty?
Hey, listen. Here go the only good thing about it. This time we gonna be able to get the 50 and the trophy without Mike having to split it up.
Somebody came on there. I already done told him. Somebody came on there. Mike, I done eliminated his ass out of this shit. If you motherfuckers, I don't care who it is, if you don't run, you ain't getting paid. I'm keeping the $55. If you motherfuckers don't run, somebody gonna come in there and line the fuck up this time. If you don't, you're not getting paid. You can take the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mike, I'm gonna have that $55,000. And if you don't run for it or stage the bulb up and roll down the track or something, you ain't getting shit.
Yeah. Dog, right. We don't want to let somebody run for it. We combined the best last year, so we got both of us already together. So we ain't got to argue about it this year.
Well, Mario.
Huh?
We know you don't gossip too much, but we know you know a lot of shit. Well, the word out now, they say you done collaborated with. Well, I take that back. They say your partner is supposed to be driving Uncle Sam.
Are you gonna lie
about it? Huh?
It ain't no secrets about none of that shit. We coming. It's over with.
Mm-hmm.
We coming. Herb the Ruler is the driver. And it is Uncle Sam. And we got the whole ain't nothing changed. We just added to what was already there, boss. We ain't did a motherfucking thing wrong. We ain't holding no punches. We still got everybody that was a part of Uncle Sam is right there. We just added a little more icing to it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing changed.
Look,
Mario, you might be a little. No. He might be a little heavy with that extra icing. You might be a little.
Oh
heavy.
Shit!
Hey, listen.
Well, Mario,
I'm gonna tell you this year. This year, Trico, we got some shit to pull that icing too. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I don't know where the hell Mike Hill and Gino came up with, but good God Almighty, they got some shit to pull that motherfucker with. I can promise you that.
Hey, Mario, I don't give two shits about neither one of y'all. I want to take a picture with the little boys. I'm gonna be an auntie this weekend.
Hey,
I need them two youngins.
They ain't no more.
They younger than me. I'm still gonna be the auntie. I need to be the auntie. Call me auntie.
Listen now, I don't know if you know what you're doing now, but you got to watch them, boy. You know how it was when you was that tricky. You know how it was when you was in high school. That motherfucker blowing your ear the wrong way. That motherfucker get the point in all kind of ways. Them boys young.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
hey, I thought MJ. Hey, Mario, I thought MJ, goddamn it, said that that boy big and he big and her. He big and her.
I'm trying to tell you.
Them
boys young. They do all they want to do now.
The milk done dried up behind his ear.
I need y'all to be quiet for a minute. I got to talk to Mario. Now, Mario, you've been around this game a long time, and you used to, back in the, when we was coming, we didn't know nothing about no damn shootouts and all that, but we doing shootouts and all that. Now, you done been around the shootouts and everything, and you know that dude, old Willie Dog, normally run the shootouts. What's your take on how Willie Dog run them shootouts, man?
Oh, you do a great job, dog. Let me tell you why I know you do a great job, right? And I'm going to tell you this, and you older than me, so I know you know. But let me tell you how I realize that you know you're doing a good job from my experience. When you piss a motherfucker off, you're doing a great goddamn job. That means that you're keeping it down to 50. See, if you ain't pissing nobody off, dog, something ain't right. When you piss a man off, there's always a man who it ain't in his favor. So as long as you're pissing somebody off, you run that motherfucker like you're supposed to. You have motherfuckers slamming out
the door. You better say that shit again, Mario. Say that shit again.
Walk about the trip up, falling down them high ass stairs at Valdosta because they talking about they ain't get the pool because the man before them pulled them. I mean, they got
I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. Hold on, Mario.
Hey, wait
Mario,
a minute,
dog.
Mario.
You've been knowing me.
We didn't hear you, Mario.
Trigger, hold up. Let me finish.
We hear him, dog.
Okay, I got to make myself look good for a minute. Now, Mario, you've been friends for quite a many years, right?
Correct.
Do I show any favoritism in them shootouts, Mario? Because, see, some people think I show favoritism. Tell them people what kind of favoritism I show to my friend. Tell them what kind of favoritism I show.
Well, you don't. But let me tell you the good part about this, being honest. Even if you wanted to, dog, common sense would tell you you can't because you got what you call a driver's. And when people pull, it's more than one person there. So, however the chips fall, even if it don't fall in our favor, You had to be a fool to say somebody. It's impossible to be biased. You're not a blind man there. If you see a man looking
Mario,
at your dog and you slide it to your man, then that's cheating. Otherwise, you can't. Yeah, how the hell can you cheat?
But Mario, tell him about what your friend Willie Dog did to you in a shootout for $50,000. Tell him what your friend Willie Dog that you didn't put $5,000 of your own money up. Tell him what your friend did to you.
Yeah, you disqualified me. You told me, goddamn, if I can't crank and get up there, you pointed at the other man, told him to fucking go. I was hot as shit, too. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I rode all the way back from Michigan, hot as a motherfucker. I don't know if I was more mad at you or mad at that when I got back to the trailer, the son of a bitch cranked up.
Jesus.
Now, Trigger, I ain't doing it yet. Now, Mario, you know last year, everybody know last year, y'all put on a goddamn show that nobody I think can ever do better than that. I don't think they might can. But, Mario, when everybody was worried about who they pull and where they run at and whatever, when you came up there in that time of Mario, when you walked up there to pull, what did you say about pulling? What did Mario Johnson say about pulling?
I said, shit, I don't care. Just tell me who I got. I don't care who I pull. And I also said, I also told the motherfucker, I never touched the chips to pull. I said, shit, I don't care how
that's
I
right.
pull. Just tell me who I
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
About pulling.
So, Mario, one more question before I let Trigger go, because Trigger over there about to have a nut over there. One more question, Mario. Mario, what do you think the pros and cons are pulling first last, or in between? What do you think are the pros and cons? Because some people want to pull first, some want to pull last, some be like you don't care. What are the pros and cons of pulling it when it's a random thing, when it's a random pull? What you think?
Well, I feel like the pros and cons depend on how you think you fall on the ladder, which means you as a person only knows that. So when I say is, feel like if you pull first, then you got more opportunity to pull best. Some people, now it depends on also if it's a buy run involved. So for me, if it's any buy run in that pool, I want to pull first. That's just me because I got more chances of getting one. If it's not no buy run, I want to pull last, and I'm hoping them goddamn bears might pull each other. But if you sitting how we were sitting, if you sitting how we were sitting last year and how we sitting this year, we really don't give a fuck how you pull.
Lord have mercy.
Oh shit. All right, Trigger, you and Kid get him. You and Kid get him. I got my interview in. Thank you. Y'all get him, Trigger. You and Kid.
Hey, dog.
Lord have mercy.
He must like that food.
Well, I don't like it. I probably don't. Mike, don't ask you. You can go ahead and tell them people. You can go ahead and tell them people what we said 30 minutes ago, Mike. Tell them what we told Gene 30 minutes ago.
Man, tell him. Gene put all 10 toes and all 10 fingers in that one. I ain't gonna lie.
Like he made a cake. He made a perfectly made cake.
Listen, I bet y'all this right here. I bet y'all the tech man will come to us twice.
Hey, Mario, they going to do that anyway because of who you are. They going to do that anyway.
That ain't who I am. I'm just trying to tell y'all what God looks. I was not. Listen, I ain't going to say what I want to say. All I'm telling y'all is that's a nice piece, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all. That motherfucker don't care about nothing. You hear me? You know, I'm a weight fanatic. Somebody don't give a damn about none of that shit y'all talking about.
Oh man,
Mario, you know what you are? You a motherfucker, man.
Man, only song bitch I hope we gonna pull is that motherfucker who got the twin to it. That's the only song bitch we hope we don't pull first. Is that motherfucker who got the twin to it? I can tell you that.
I got a tech. I don't know nothing about this here. I don't remember if it did. They said, didn't Ricky say, is Mario rolling to the gate with anything he got an automatic lock in? I don't know.
He did. Dog, let me ask you one question. I want you to be truthful with me. Nah, this I'm going to ask you. I want you to tell the God-heaven truth.
Yes,
normally, when I'm making a move, or we making a move, should I say, do I really post or do I really say anything about it? When you out there fucking with me and you... We out there having fun and we trying shit and you always tell everybody we look like shit and all this. Do you not?
Yes, sir. And I ain't never. Mario, that's what got us people scared out. That's why Trigger hollering. You out here talking about it now, so you must. God damn, this is a place for you to come in here talking about it.
Hey, dog. I got my nose tooted up. I can't even drink my drink fucking with Mario right now. Pull your hair up and get on.
All I can tell you, dog, is right here. I don't like to do too much because, you know, I believe in just being humble and letting the chips fall how they make, and I believe in that.
You're excited right now.
Listen, they say anything can happen, will happen, dog. That's a part of racing. I understand that. And come Monday, I might have to eat these words. I ain't tripping on that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I can guarantee you this. We left the track a few days ago. We ain't posted today. Now, we ain't been to the track since last week, right? We was at the track 2 days. 2 days, 7 passes. And that something is so far locked in the trailer right now. I'm going to say with God, Lord. That something is so far in the trailer right now that all I can tell you is ain't nowhere in the hell I would want to run them if I had Lucky. Now, you can take that.
Let me ask you a question. Slow down. You ain't got Lucky, but you ain't scared of that silver motherfucker? That salty bitch?
Listen to me. I got to respect Salty. And I'm going to be honest, I get respect where respect due. Nobody has probably worked on their program as hard as they have. I don't think every 484 car out there, if you add up every pass that the rest of the field got, they probably ain't got more passes than Salty. So Ryan Grigsby and McNabb, they have definitely perfected their program. They had
If you draw Salty, this is what's going to happen.
No. If you draw Salty, it's going to be the same thing we did last year. We're going to ask them how much they got. That's just what it's going to It don't matter about that. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what can't happen. Y'all can't come out here and let this hitman be a messenger come out of this motherfucker in 2 days.
It's time for him to stop talking.
We started this project probably 26 days ago. So what y'all better not let us do is come out here with something that wasn't, that was sitting in somebody's garage 26 days ago and come out here, and we ain't got no business even being a contender. But what I'm trying to tell you, don't you spend that year and a half and let us come out there with it in 3 weeks and fuck the game up.
Wait a minute, Mario. Dog, I got to ask him this. I just want to verify. I just want to make sure you said what you said, because I was trying to swallow and I must have missed a few words. I was trying to swallow some pills, and it took my ears. I just want to make sure. Did you say if you had Lucky, you'd be scared to race?
I'm just telling you, Treka, this to me well. When we loaded up, we made 3 passes the last day we was there. We were there 2 days. We made a motor pass and 3 passes the first day and 3 passes the next day. And we in the trailer. Now, guess what? I've been gone for a year. So, however Lucky ran last year, however we did, that might not be shit to these boys no more. I understand that. You understand? I've been gone. I don't know what fast is for 484 right now. You understand? But I can tell you this. I know why everybody is loving fucking Jesse James. I know why people love Jesse James. Just let me tell you. I know why Jesse James loves Jesse James the same way I love Lucky. Let me ask you this other question, Mario.
Because of you said you'd be scared if you had Lucky to run. Cause do you put jet fuel in that motherfucker?
I got to. Listen. Freaker, I'm a realist. I feel like anything that we didn't solve, somebody else didn't solve. The only people that got problems is the ones that think that they didn't see something that somebody else can't see. See, I'm a realist. If I didn't see it, somebody else can see it.
Mike Hill asked Trigger what she's swallowing.
No, I did not ask.
Free my dick, that dick, my dick. Free my dick, that dick, my dick.
Willie, you know what, your little lip joker, you better cut that shit out.
Hell no, I ain't do that.
Don't dig, Mike. Little lip ass. His little tiny lip ass. He need to cut it out.
I'm going on mute. Hey, Mario, tell me about this motherfucker that's coming out the grave. Tell me this motherfucker that's raising up out the grave. They call him Mimmy Gay. Tell me about him.
They call him Bobby Cole.
They call him who?
I don't think he was in the grave. I think he was in intensive care. He never died. He waited on somebody else to die to get a transplant. He got his parts now.
He finally got them.
He never died.
He finally got them. Somebody died.
He was able to recover.
But can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question, right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
You being a car owner, you being a racer, right? If a man come out in 3 weeks, right, and he doesn't beat anybody, how would that make you feel? You've been racing for a year.
If I'm in the same zip code he in and all that shit, it's gonna make me feel really stupid. I'm gonna look in the mirror and myself and say, "You got to be a dumb motherfucker to let a motherfucker come out here in 3 weeks and beat your ass." That's how I'm gonna feel.
So, So here go the difference, dog. We don't have no press on us. We go out and get our ass blowed out. Fuck it. We supposed to. We play with it for 3 weeks. Not making no.
Mario, I'm gonna disagree.
Mario,
I'm gonna disagree on that. Now.
Yeah. Go ahead, dog.
Anything you touch, Mario, they expect some high expectations.
It's a problem.
That's
it's
why.
A problem.
If you
but Mario.
Shit now,
I wanted to tell it. You know, the other day, wait a minute, Mario. The other day, Richie got on here, and I'm going to tell you what he said. I'm flabbergasted. I'm fucking flabbergasted. He said that, right?
Oh, man.
So this is what I'm going to say. If you fuck around, and go to South Georgia and you win that fucking shootout, I'm flabbergasted for the next year. Because I know you finna go away for another year and make these motherfuckers wait. I'm going to be flabbergasted for 12 months.
Well,
telling you that right now.
Well, Trika, let me say this about it, right? I'm going to be honest now. I keep it all the way square with you. We going this motherfucker to win. Don't get me wrong. We're giving it every motherfucking thing we got to win. And we had to track rent. Anybody here who probably tried to get that track, no. We had to track rent it for 4 days last week and 2 days this coming, right? After that second day, we told him, "Motherfucker, you open that schedule. When you go on." So this is what I'm trying to tell you. We might not know what fast is no more, but whatever gonna happen, it's gonna have to happen down there. We ain't going back out there.
Well,
but Mario, let me tell you this though, Mario. As much as I've seen you, you've never told a lie. What you've said has come to pass, and I must tell you that in a pasture of green grass, right?
Not the green grass.
The shit you say be for real. So it's not like it's hypothetically speaking at this point. You have
Trika,
to take the
I like,
shit you
let
say.
Let me tell you what I like. Let me tell you what I like, Trika.
I'm listening.
I love the car we got. I love the engine we got. And I love that goddamn shooter we got.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of them. But what I'm saying to you is, I'm going to go ahead and get on here and keep it 100 with y'all. I ain't making no excuses. Any son of a bitch that had our ass to us, if it had it to us, I'm going to go shake the hand. If you see both of them son of a bitch lock up and go down through there together and they cut that bubble, I'm going to, listen, I'm going to shake their hand and I'm going to say, boy, look here, y'all, I got to figure out what fast he is again then. That's all I can tell you.
Mario, I know you take pride in everything you do. You don't never want to come out there looking like no clown. Now, Mario, you going to tell me that if you come out there and get your ass handed to you the first round, that ain't going to hurt your feelings, Mario?
Dog, that's not happening, dog. That's not fucking happening,
dog.
Let's say the third round.
Let me tell you what you just said, the good thing about your shootout. It don't matter if it's the first round or the fourth round. I'm going to feel some type of way. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a man that likes the wind. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Yes. But that's why I say I got to take my hat off to him. Because guess what? The first round don't mean shit if you pull the baddest man out there. So that don't make a difference because it's first round. Hey, listen, if we was on a ladder, I love our fucking chances. I see y'all at the goddamn finals. If don't nothing break. If we was going on a goddamn qualifying ladder, guarantee we in the top goddamn three.
Now you say you don't lie, and if you didn't lie, and I ain't heard you lie but two times, that was to that old girl over there at the subway station. But Mario, are the 20 cars that we know listed? Well, I'm gonna say are the 20 cars we see listed are the people names that we see listed. Mario, realistically, how many of those cars do you think is capable of really winning? I mean, you know, that maybe it stand out that you think a win is capable of winning. How many of those
16.
Cars?
16 of them, dog.
Oh, 16 of them. You're absolutely right, Mario. I like that answer.
You got the field
that's
covered.
An answer, for, that's an answer
covered.
For the king. That's an answer for a king.
Trick, let's keep it real. That motherfucker running for president. That's a president.
That's what it is? Motherfucking
that's
Donald Trump.
Ass,
get your ass out of here with that shit, Donald.
The reason I say that, anything can happen will happen.
We talked about that all morning this morning. I told the motherfucker all this morning we talked about that.
Dog, the only motherfucker who can't win that race is the motherfucker who ain't in it.
Hey,
right.
Good
point.
There you go, boy. There you go, boy. We talked about that shit this morning.
Mario, I said to myself, self, what you're going to do is go in the stands and get you a seat over there with your girl Tish. and you're gonna hang out in the stands and just enjoy the race. I ain't gonna be able to do that. I'm trying to hear some shit.
One thing that y'all said, let me tell you the one thing that I'm surprised ain't nobody asked me that y'all didn't take an accountability when it comes to this race, right? Everybody is talking about speed and fast, and that's true. But it's two things that you got to look at what you got yourself. And really, as a man and as a shooter, you got to look at yourself. What do you have in that seat under pressure is number one. And number two, do you have a vehicle that's capable of going fast and making rounds?
The making rounds part, Mario.
If you got to go fast and you got to pray like hell, you got some tips on the other end, or you got to pray like hell that motherfucker ain't give up on you or do something dumb. That's the one thing that I love. I ain't taking nothing from nobody, no engine building, no nothing. But, boy, all I can tell y'all is every goddamn lick we did, we was fast. It ain't nothing. I mean, that motherfucker, everything, the line just going on up, vacuum looking great. The motherfucker, that's all you got. I said, man, ain't no goddamn way. I'm on some more shit on here. I'm telling y'all. Y'all will see. God damn it, y'all will see. And if everybody else been done that, then goddamn, I'm going to take my hats off to you. You're gonna see, y'all going to see a hell of a show anyway, because everybody. Last year was
Mario.
Last year, we wanted to do what we did. We won the first one. We done it in a crazy way. We went a whole shootout without pulling each other. And BMF had all BMF final. And we will never do that again. So we won
the first one
the way it's supposed. Yeah.
Well, Mario, I wanted you to be a dumbass like Ricky Stanbrough and spill your guts now. I done got two texts in with the same question. I didn't want to ask you this because I know you probably ain't going to answer it, but I got to ask it since they keep asking me. They said Mario Johnson with Uncle Sam, who in that, or them people on that list, who on there that you wouldn't want to run the first round?
Okay. Who I would not want to run the first round?
Yeah,
I would not want to run it. Respectfully, I would not want to. If I could help avoiding, I would not want to run Salty. I would not want to run Jesse James. I would not want to run David Floyd just because he's been real fucking quiet. And that's the one I've got to watch out for. So David Floyd is quiet. I know the lawyer looks real good. They got a lot of laps under there. That's not the only person. And respectfully, I wouldn't want to run against Lucky. But, hey, you know, they didn't change up some stuff, too. But, you know, other than that, just because I know something about
Lucky. Lucky in the shootout? Oh, you talking about Lucky. Lucky in the shootout?
I'm sorry, Toxic.
Toxic,
I mean.
All right.
Like, I mean, Toxic. But what I'm saying is them would be the ones that I don't. I ain't no shame in my game. Y'all can talk what y'all want to talk. I don't want shit hard.
Right on.
Give me the shit soap. I don't give a damn what y'all. Right, I'm trying to get the next time by any means possible.
Right on.
Yeah.
Now, Ricky Stanbrough. You know Ricky Stanbrough, don't you? You know Ricky Stanbrough, don't you?
Okay.
He said some shit that I really respected what he said, and I agree with it. He said the hardest part of the competition is getting by the first round. You agree with that? Explain it if you agree.
You goddamn right. That's the hardest one because you done got half of the field out the way. Shit. Mm. And guess what? Mm. If you pull good, dog, the two favorites who they feel the favorites might have to see each other again. Because all I hear is Jesse James and Salty. Which is a compliment because that means Ryan got his shit together over there. He got a program that look real good over there.
Now, Mario,
you don't hear that man talking about no goddamn Q.
Right. But hold on, Mario, let me get this one out. Let me get this one out, Mario, because right now we trying to help a lot of people that might ain't been to a race. Now, Mario, you was in that, damn it, the first $50,000 race, and you, as confident and as established you are and as veteran as you are about this racing, Mario, was that driver's meeting tense like a motherfucker? Explain that driver's meeting, the tenseness in that driver's meeting, Mario. Explain it.
Listen, dog. You got to take, like I said, you got to have somebody who's crazy enough to not understand pressure. That's why I didn't pull. I sent Omari to pull. That little young boy ain't got no sense. He ain't got no sense to be scared yet. That's something you want to go in there and pull. And damn, he ain't pulled a bye. He pulled every round that we was able to pull. And they did a hell of a job of lighting that up. But I'm going to tell you, that was the funnest. That was probably the craziest thing about it, was seeing who the hell pulled who. Everybody's face, ass, pipe, everything.
Oh, man, cheeks tight. Mm-hmm.
Listen,
well,
if you want
to
know who really got their shit
together,
hey, y'all, if you really want to know who got their shit together, right, in the race car, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all put a damn camera in that driver's meeting, and you wait to some of them son bitches who pull, and they look like they didn't sit on a bucket of eggs. Well, you tell them their faces, they realize who they got. Now, you'll see who really got their shit together. Them son bitches drop their head when they find out who got the other number.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, boy, shit get real.
That damn drives me damn near good as the race, damn near. That drives me be damn near good as the race, man. Because Joker's being there. Like, whew. Yeah.
I'm telling you, boy.
Yeah.
You will see who don't want to pull who. But it's going to be good, man. It's going to be a hell of a show showing up. We couldn't, we are very, very grateful not to miss it again. And, you know, waiting on this peace time wasn't all the way on our side. But, boy, I'm sure glad that, whatever Hitman them and Gene got worked out, boy, they got some nice ass shit together. I can tell you that. I'm very impressed with that piece. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm very impressed with it.
Well, Mario, tell me now. You sort of do like I do. You study people. That's why you so smart. How your main buddy Trigger Man looking? How your boy Trigger Man doing? How's he doing? Is he doing all right? We ain't heard from him lately. Is he doing all right?
Well,
oh man, not TMR.
Fortunately, dog, as your favorite word, your favorite phrase, Trigger Man is collateral damage.
Oh, damn. Jesus.
Come on,
and
Mario.
I'm just being honest. It ain't because of money. It ain't because of they didn't do something. It ain't because they didn't fulfill their expectations. Unfortunately, we all go into certain situations hoping and praying that we're going to be the one that is different. It ain't going to happen to us. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, this did not work in his favor. But it wasn't from lack of anything.
Shit.
You know, it just did not. And it happened like that. Like, just like last year, we had a full field. And when it came down to the race, everybody couldn't make it. You understand what I'm saying? We had some fire runs. It wasn't because. You know what I mean? So, you know, for whatever reason, I pray that somebody stick Trigger in something, man, because he, you know, that's the type of man you definitely, he going to definitely keep the shootout exciting, man, and a driver like that.
Well, hold on now. Trigger Man got several options on a lot of shit. Okay, sometimes when you got a man bagged into a corner, he come out fighting, that'd be the dangerous motherfucker in there?
Oh, man, not the cat.
Listen, the man who ain't got nothing to lose is the one of the most dangerous zombies you can go against.
Yeah, I mean, shit,
when they counted you out, when you do that, I'm just saying from what I know. I don't know what Trigger Man's plan is. I don't know if he is or not. I'm just saying him being who he is to this game, you always want to see him in something is what I'm saying. Just as a him, not so much of the car, not so much of the situation, but, you know, a race like this magnitude, it ain't the same without a Trigger Man. That's all. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, most definitely. Woo. So, Mario, this is one that, if you wasn't even a racer, as a fan, you wanted to see this him as a fan, huh, Mario?
Hell yeah. Shit, we was, dog, if that damn piece ain't never show up, we was there anyway. It didn't matter.
Yeah, we was in there. Yeah.
It didn't show up. It couldn't get done, you know? It was the same way. You had a table full of shit sitting there waiting to put it together, but you needed everything to put it together. You know, it's gonna be good. Like I said, man, I know one thing. We will definitely be a contender. Lord willing, don't shit don't break and the creek don't rise. They got to get. They got to. You know how it goes.
Oh yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all got anything here for Mario? He didn't come in this motherfucking. Put some light on some shit now. Where the hell is Danny Boy and all them motherfuckers and Tate and all them somebody? Where they at? Goddamn Tate had some disturbing news this morning. Mario, you had been on this morning. You might have been crying right now, man. The way they talked about goddamn Wesley Snipes this morning. Man, Tate talked about Wesley Snipes this morning so bad.
Not QMOD.
Well, I mean, you talking about Q, man. You really ain't talking about, I mean, dog, just being honest, man. I don't know what, I hope ain't nothing bad happening to Q or his program, but I mean, you know, that's Q. You know, that shit ain't, you know. Only the best thing you got going for him.
Come on, Mario.
They said Q crank up. He said they said the door will fall off and the rear end will go one way and the car will go the other way. That's what they said. So I don't know what the hell that means.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they told me.
I don't know.
That's what they told me this morning. Now, I don't know. God damn.
Well, you know, dog, no disrespect to any Northerners on here, you know, but it, a lot of, once you get kind of past that Mason-Dixon line, you know, most of them really don't understand fast and shit, man. You got Q all the way up the top.
Oh.
No one half of the, he don't know what
right,
really
right.
going on.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what
all
I'm
right.
saying.
What happened to all them motherfuckers, Illuminati and all them orange, what happened to all them motherfuckers that were supposed to be so tough that they was the baddest in the motherfucking world and they got three races under their belt? Where all them some bitches at?
Y'all didn't say don't say their name on their show no more. You gonna borrow a motherfucker? How you gonna?
But I'm bringing up now because they supposedly said they might slip in there with another with a car that fit the.
Oh man, not the Illuminati.
So you know, in my promotion ahead, I gotta say his name in my promotion ahead. So I gotta
mm-hmm.
I gotta keep it real, Junior. In my promotion ahead, that's the only reason. Now, Mario, they said what about your
uh-huh.
what about your other friend J.R. Gray? They said what about your brother J.R. Gray?
Oh man. Not Jason X.
Well, I mean, they did something that I didn't know. You know, we was on the show that night, and I think they had already, I guess, I was trying to tell JR the best way I could when we was on that morning show, dog. And the morning show got all
mm-hmm.
that shit, dog.
Yeah, they did.
I was saying, JR, don't come on here and let them guys get you in this shit, man. You just go on and do what you're doing, JR. You know what I'm saying? Then JR took it upon himself to go around Mike Hill and get off the show with us and call Randolph himself. And then next thing I know, he done got locked in, and I didn't want to do it. You know, that J.R. Gray, my man. I didn't want to do J.R. Gray
mm-hmm.
like that no more, man.
Right,
I didn't,
right,
be honest,
right.
I didn't, you know, that was – I didn't want to do that. I didn't –
Your
know,
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Dog, I hope you wasn't calling J.R.
No, I wasn't calling JR. I was trying to.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to.
Shit, man. You know how much I like JR and how much I definitely
I wasn't calling JR.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, them my guys, man. I try to do everything in my power. That damn.
Bullshit.
That damn morning show. That damn morning show. JR so damn smart. He didn't got off the phone with us and called Randolph. And then he get back on there and tell us the damn stuff. I'm trying to tell him. I was trying to text him. The damn text wouldn't say delivered. I was trying to say, man, don't fuck with that. But he, I don't know. He wouldn't. They always say sometimes you dump your ass out the pot in the fire.
Right.
But
right,
I mean,
right.
you know, JR know what fast he is too. So his ass getting the beans. You know, we gonna have to. One thing about him now, he understands.
Right. So
you got to respect it. You got to respect it. You know what fast is.
Yeah, you got a point there. Let me see if you can get this on the phone here.
Well, JR got to get some revenge back on Mario.
Yeah, but that shit really wasn't about me and
that. He got his ass pulled out there in Las Vegas yesterday. He got
man, listen,
get some
all
hit
I
back.
Know was
hello?
Mike Hill.
Hold up.
Come back with
hello?
Locked in.
Hold up. Hold up, Mario. Hello? Motherfucker scared to talk. Hello? 843, hello? All right, go ahead, Mario. He's scared to talk.
No, I'm just saying, dog, we shouldn't even have got to. You know, that shit wasn't about. We were trying to get together and come and just, you know, be able to show up to the race. I'd be damn
right.
Damn
right.
Damn off and lock these pit folks. I damn sure don't want
to
put
them
in JR.
Mario, I'm trying to call some of these jokers. They scared down to the phone, Mario. What you done did to these people, man?
Oh, we ain't did nothing, dog. Everybody got to, you know.
Shit, you just said on his bed. If I was, and I don't understand how come Ricky Stamper on the show and won't even say nothing to you. He's scared to say something to you. I wouldn't take that shit.
Oh,
you
man, not
if
shy,
I was in that shootout, I wouldn't take that shit you talking. You wouldn't talk to me like that. I don't know. You wouldn't be talking to me like that.
Hey, listen, it ain't like that, man. It ain't like that, man.
Oh. This motherfucker talking about he online. I didn't hear he online. I'm hurt my feelings, Ricky Stan, bro. You supposed to be one of the first ones to call the show, boy. Talking about he on some fucking line.
Yeah, he can call my phone and get on. Rick can call my phone and get on. You know Ricky, man. He said,
y'all doing good with the dick licking.
Hey, that guy. Sound like
somebody in their feelings a little bit to me, man.
No, hell no. We all right.
All right,
man.
Yeah.
Not the fellatio.
The fellatio? That what they call it? Yeah. Hold on. I done called three bad motherfuckers off the list and won't none of them answer the phone. God damn it. I know it.
Yo.
Oh, man.
I know this motherfucker. Hey, look here, Rob. I know you and Mario both from South Carolina. But I know you tried to play golf, but I didn't know you was no duck that you swimming the pond. I didn't know you was no duck.
Yeah, I'm a duck. Shit, ain't nothing wrong with being a duck. Sometimes you gotta be a duck.
Mario tried to cash out me some money today to say any kind of way I can goddamn make sure you're in y'all the first round, man. I said,
ain't
Mario,
no way,
you know I can't
do
that shit, man.
Don't do that, dog.
Yeah, if we go first round, we go first round. And we ain't going for free. Mario know that. Shit, I ain't got no – I love him. I love him to devil. I love my mama, too. She got a race car. Her ass got to get in. The fucking
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, everybody's scared. But I called five motherfuckers on here. They won't even answer the phone. I said, I bet you Rock answer this motherfucker. Rock ain't scared of these motherfuckers.
Man, my motherfucking mama, if my mama got a race car, her ass got to go. I ain't scared. Shit. Ain't nothing but a bet.
Damn,
yeah, hey, man, I got a competition problem. I ain't got no motherfucking gambling problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little different than most people. I got a competition problem.
Now, evidently, if you put your money up and you got in that shootout, you thought you could win, and otherwise you wouldn't be just throwing no money in the wind. What you think your chances of taking that 55, bro?
I don't know. But I hope I can make 50,000. I'm betting every motherfucking round if the bitch want to bet. I can tell you that. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Did that answer the question? I think that pretty motherfucking simple. Whoever I grab,
mm-hmm.
I'm betting.
Uh-huh.
Bitch got to tell me no. That's all I'm saying.
And so basically, you
I'm a grudge racer. I ain't. I'm a grudge racer, not a shootout racer.
So you wanted the motherfucker. You ain't scared of Mario then? And Herbie.
Did I talk Mario? What the fuck are you talking about? I just gotta ask you the question.
You know, I gotta ask you. You know, I mean, you know.
Hey, damn, I told Mario,
yeah.
Man, Mario trained to go because that's all he ever, listen, Mario seen motherfuckers ready to go. That's all he ever known. Shit, he got to go too.
Mm-hmm.
He bred like that.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no Billy Goats around here. We thoroughbreds, man. We going to go.
Right.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a race, man. Motherfuckers, they scared to get on the show because somebody's going to clown because they lose. How you going to win if you're on race, dog? Tell me that. I ask, how you going to win if you scared to race?
Got a point there, Rob.
I'm just asking. I ain't never known how that shit works.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we give a lot of glory to a motherfucker making shakedowns and all that old shit these days. You know, racing fucked up.
Oh, man, not the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, motherfucker making shakedown. A bitch, goddamn, he's flying. He's this motherfucker bad. He looks good. Monday, they got all on the motherfucking videos and all that glory. Ain't beat nobody.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to make Ricky off mute now. I'm still quit that shit now. You're going to make Ricky come off mute. I'm telling you now.
Man, look, I already done ran Ricky twice.
Oh, okay. All right, now.
I done ran Ricky. Who on the phone ran Ricky twice? Shit, I ran Ricky twice. What the hell? I lost.
You got a point there.
I could have won, but I lost. Mm-hmm. The motherfucker I want to run. Hey, look, y'all need to be talking shit about Marcus Burton. His bitch ass, he won't say a word. That motherfucker, I done called that motherfucker out for a minute. That motherfucker won't say shit.
Mike got him on, what you call it? I don't give a fuck who got what.
Yeah, I told you, man, listen. No, all these class racers don't got no heart. You know, they want the free praise.
Okay.
They don't want that ass.
Mm-hmm.
I got to call Marcus. You ain't going to talk about Marcus.
I don't give a fuck who you call. You can call who you want. Marcus, I want Marcus' ass. Tell Marcus he can get some smoke Friday fucking night. Two on ten a belt.
Not the Georgia midget.
Shit, I ain't scared of that motherfucker. Two on ten or better. I want him.
Damn.
I owe him something.
I gotta get Marcus. I know you ain't gonna talk about Marcus like that. Marcus ain't never let nobody talk to him like that.
Hey, shit. I know that motherfucker hate he live in Georgia. It's a Democratic state now. Shit, I know he hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Marcus ain't gonna take that.
I beat him out some money on that trunk rig. He still, I owe him.
Hey, Marcus ain't gonna take no bullshit.
How you doing?
Lord, how much?
I'm on the phone talking to these scared ass racists.
You ought to be on the
goddamn. These motherfuckers high and go to their ass riding.
No, I ain't beat your ass on. Somebody get Alan Rodriguez on. He want to get on. Somebody get Alan Rodriguez in.
Oh, man, not Alan Rodriguez.
When he, every week he know what time the goddamn show come on. These motherfuckers be knowing the time the show come on and then call me talking about get him on the show. He was supposed to already be on this motherfucker. You know this week is hot. This week we ain't taking no rock. So, Rob,
man,
but dog,
you.
You ain't gonna,
dog, do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Don't go to one.
They always
yeah, Mario.
Dog, you don't have no good luck for picking on the handicap. You know Alan ain't right straight, man. You know Alan ain't all right.
Come on,
let,
Mario.
Let me ask Rob the same question I asked you. Rob, now this just for discussion purposes. Who on that list that you wouldn't want to run the first round? Who on that list you don't want to run the first round?
The two motherfuckers I lost to, I don't want to see them first. Well, I don't want to see them.
Who is that? We don't know who you're talking about, Rob.
We lost to Jesse James Saltzbit. I want to see some of these other 44 cars. I done ran the two baddest motherfuckers. Damn.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, I done tried that. Listen, dog, I ain't no motherfucking secret. I done ran the two baddest motherfuckers already. Come on, shot. Why would I want to start out with them two?
Come on, I just
you got a point there.
I just
I went at two baddest motherfuckers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I went at the three baddest motherfuckers, supposedly. Deja Vu and goddamn Salty and Jesse. Them were the three baddest motherfuckers at the time when we raced. I ran all three.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the two and I beat one. So what I'm saying is we want to run Marcus Burke. And we got Deja Vu.
Right.
He
on,
wanted
man.
A rematch, so we owed him a rematch. So we definitely got to get him, man. That he do that.
Unless y'all got together, I saw Trick put out the list that y'all supposed to run at 8:30, but y'all locked in for 9 o'clock, not 8:30. Y'all locked in for 9 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was 8 o'clock. I thought we said 8. But that's fine. Whatever.
No.
9 o'clock. If it's 9, we're good with 9 o'clock. 9 is okay. I only got one race anyway locked in.
Trey, 8:30 on the what you call it. I just want to make sure unless y'all change up and did stuff.
No, not 9 is fine. I mean, if he want to go early, we can go ahead and we can talk about that. I mean, I don't have to got nothing. But
what y'all told me was 9 o'clock. If y'all come together and change it to whatever, it's on y'all. All I do is enforce what
y'all
we'll
tell me. I understand. 9 o'clock is what it is. I ain't know what you.
Y'all locked in at 9 o'clock. From 9 o'clock.
That's fine.
Which one is what now?
Trey Lawson. He's talking about Trey Lawson.
Trey, you talking about Trey?
What you running Trey Lawson with?
No, he posted that we're running.
He the one did the posting on the lock-in list, and he had the time. He had 8:30 on it. He had 8:30 on that, but they locked in for 9 o'clock, not 8:30.
I got you.
But like I said, they can come on there and change whatever they want. That's up to them. Now Mario, I got a list down also for the top rankings of the 5-inch and below. Salty Bitch is number one as of today. John Gotti is number two. Josie Wells is number three. Jesse James is number four. That goddamn list subject to be wiped out, clean, or reshuffled, or what? What you think about them top four in the 5-inch and below, Mario?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. The sad part about it, no disrespect to nobody. Out of all of them some bitches, maybe one of them a 5-inch. That's a goddamn shame. Where all the 5-inch people at, man?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to figure out with all these 44 cars why we got a list with 5 inches in the motherfucker. We got 19 484s to talk about. Why are we talking about a motherfucking 5-inch this night? Come on, man. Let them bitches rest a little bit.
They let them in the shootout. Some of them let them in the shootout.
But they ain't in this shootout, though. They ain't in this one. Let's re-rank them motherfuckers. Talk about all 4A4s this weekend.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
We talking all 4A4 action this weekend.
I see why. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. I see why them goddamn 5-inch don't really matter. Y'all can say what the hell y'all want to say. Them bitches ain't no way in hell they can rank this.
Now, Rock just got on it, so he couldn't straighten you. But, Mario, I was waiting for somebody to straighten your line ass. Every time you said, ain't no disrespect. You know, goddamn well, it's some goddamn disrespect. You say that bullshit. Ain't no disrespect.
That's all I'm trying to tell them. Dog, that's all I'm trying to tell them. They might as well go back and get them one. That's what I'm trying to say. They ain't they using, ain't using can title for no reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any Timo? Expand still?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Mario.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, dog, can I suggest something? Can I suggest something?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
can
yeah,
I suggest one thing?
Yeah,
can we
ahead.
Not talk about a 5 minutes? Just, can we just put the 5 minutes on pause?
Well,
we don't need to talk about
no,
nothing.
Because Tate got a 5-inch and Body got a 5-inch and they got some motherfuckers locked in. Mm-hmm. So they part of the show, but not the part of the show, though.
Yeah, but they ain't part of the shootout, though. We ain't part of the shootout.
Yeah, but you know we it's part of the flyer. So I gotta as a promoter.
My bad. No. I didn't know what you was doing. I thought you were talking about the thing.
You gonna make I gotta do it all, Rock.
Do your job. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. But it's gonna be a motherfucker. That's all I gotta say.
I know the weather's gonna be right. It's going to blow this week. For some motherfuckers.
Yes, sir.
Weather going to be right for the fight. I can't wait. I'm hyped in a motherfucker. I want to go tonight. I'm ready to go tomorrow or something. Fuck waiting.
Got a point there, man. Get a text.
Glad I can't get here early, man. Who was Marcus texting? It's scary.
No. I got to call A-Train. A-Train, let me call A-Train.
That's my partner.
Oh, man, not Big Anthony.
Yeah, he trying to call me. I ain't can't answer the phone.
This shit, he ain't no good anymore, man.
Let me call A-Train.
Butane in the motherfucker, man. This bitch, that might blow up. Anybody know how to put butane in the light? This motherfucker, he ain't acting right.
Yeah, all you got to do is put that little thing on there and stick it in there.
No, hell no. You got to purge this bottle. No, this light here cost you, man. I can't throw this motherfucker away. I'm just trying to figure out how to refill it. This motherfucker hand, right?
Hold on, being blowed yourself up. Fuck was that butane?
Hey, Anthony.
I come down there with
you burn
mark on me.
Anthony, you there?
What'd you say,
Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see you calling me, but I'm on the show, so that's why I told you I need you on the show. I don't need you to call me. But now, the reason I really called you was, Me and you straight, and I never know that they call you a duck. Somebody said if they call you, you ain't nothing but a duck. Two people on there said it. I ain't going to tell you. One of them was Mario and one of them was Rock. I ain't going to tell you they both said it.
Rock ain't said it. Don't tell A-Train that. Me and A-Train got a good relationship. A-Train ain't no duck to me. I love him. He all right. He ready to go. That man raced the right way. Man, fuck what you say, dog. Don't put me in that category with that shit.
You gonna say that now because he on the phone? A-Train, I ain't say that.
Yeah. But I did say I'll tell you ahead of Frank. I did say that.
you gonna have your chance on Friday night.
Let me ask you this right here. Listen, they got us locked in for 9. Do you want to go at 8? Because I got somebody else want to run at 10.
I ain't got nothing.
Is that all right? 8:30. No, I'm asking you, is that okay?
I ain't got nothing to do with that. We're going to run at 9 o'clock. So we
okay, that's fine. No problem. I was just asking, can we go up? That's all.
So who's the other person saying I'm ducking?
Mario. Uncle Sam.
Mario Johnson.
First of all, I'm a man that speaks for myself. I ain't say nothing about you, boss. I really don't know you. But if you want to go at 8 o'clock, we'll do you at 8 o'clock. I never mentioned your name whatsoever, but I will say,
okay.
You ready at 8, I'm ready at 8.
Mario, you cannot have this pussy before me at 8. I got him at 9,
saying,
you cannot wear this pussy out. You know, I don't like that. Listen, me and you done been in the room together, you know, I ain't trying to fuck second, so no. No, motherfucker, no. You know I like to fuck first and let you have a trash to back up. No.
Well,
you will not do that. A-Train is mad at 9.
Y'all gonna be passing A-Train? Y'all gonna be passing A-Train around?
Yeah, we'll if he bring his ass out there, he pass around.
Listen, check this out. I ain't gonna get on the lip box. I come to race. So Mario, if you wanna get in, it ain't no pressure, bro. I'll be glad to fuck you up real easy. That ain't no problem. The one thing I ain't scared to do, The one thing, hold on for a second. The one thing I ain't scared to do is race, partner. You got the right one. I will race your, I'm just saying, man.
You led your conversation with you don't want to do lip boxing. You said too much by saying all that. I said 8 o'clock.
No, I said what I wanted to say. Damn. Because y'all already did. I said what I wanted to say, but, you know, I ain't got no problem with going, bro.
I didn't say you did. I wouldn't expect anything. Anybody who going down there shouldn't have no problem raising anybody.
Got a point there.
I would just let you know that I never called your name, but we are ready to go.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. So when you get there or Thursday, if everything look good, we could do it Thursday.
We
ain't got to have a crowd. We can do it Thursday.
Right. Yeah. I don't have no problem with that. Let's just see what goes on. You know what I'm saying? I'll be more than happy to oblige you. Ain't no big deal for me. I want to race.
No problem. No problem. You just let us know.
Ain't no worries. No worries at all. All right. I'll definitely come check on you for real.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Willie?
No. Hang on there for a minute, just in case. Because when you leave, they talk bad when you ain't on here. They talking nice. Right?
It don't matter to me. You know, I ain't gonna do all that. You know what I'm saying? Rock want to joke, make jokes. He know he ain't got a snowball chance in hell.
Damn. I already fucked you up, so I ain't got no snowball.
You didn't fuck me up. My car didn't make the fucking trip, Rock. It didn't make the trip.
Well,
you didn't fuck me.
Hey, dog.
Hold on. Stay right where you are right there. Stay right where you are. Let's go ahead on and run for that 20 piece then.
That's a bet.
That's a bet, man.
That ain't no bet, man. That ain't no problem.
Oh, hold on.
Hey, man, that ain't no problem.
Listen to me. So run me back for the same thing that I ran you for the first time.
No problem. No problem, man. Listen, no problem, man. No problem.
Okay, so we're going to run for 20.
Yeah, that's a bet.
Anything else, motherfucker?
Let's do this shit right now. So y'all gonna change it from 2 to 10 to 2 to 20? Is that right, A Train?
Yes, sir. I'm happy now. Okay.
Now you want to move it to 8 o'clock so we have some more time just in case you want to try it again?
No, you ain't gonna want to do it again. What?
Why wait to 9 when we can do it at 8? Let's do it at 8, and that way we have time to do it again.
We're going to do it when it's 9.
Yeah, that's what I thought, motherfucker. I ain't no need to wait no 9 o'clock. We can get the same thing at 8, motherfucker.
I tell you what you do, Big Mouth. Go back to that initial bet that you said you wanted to do.
You want to run at 8 o'clock or what? Money ain't no goddamn problem of mine, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, 20
ain't enough, bitch. You can bet what you want.
Come on, man.
I ain't come to the racetrack with nobody else money trying to bet. I came with my shit. I don't know what you're talking about. Listen,
man.
And I'm driving this time, motherfucker, so you can bet what you want to bet. I ain't going to stop you. Well, I tell you what. If you bank online, just get your pot together. Ain't nothing to talk about, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, man.
You want to run. Listen, man. All you got to do is get it together. Listen, man. Get your money together. We ain't got to do all that. You're doing too much.
You crazy.
Okay, well, show it at the track and put your money out. What you got to do? You ain't show me shit. You showed me how to get fucked up. You showed me how to get. Listen, man. I'm not going
to
do all that on the phone with you. Listen, man.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
You
want to
race? You just got
that's
what you
I
said. The, race, the name of the race.
That's
the name of the race is 20. The name of the
that's
race
what
is what it is, dog. What's the lock in, dog? Two on 20 or what?
2 on 20.
No,
two on 20 or what?
There you go. There you go. Two on 20 or better. Man, stop all that.
You won't go.
I tell you what. Ain't a motherfucker on this phone. Tell you I won't go.
You won't go. Bet that 50, Mario. Don't call nobody else's name. Am I scared to bet? Sit down somewhere, man.
You a clown. You acting like a clown right now.
You
acting like a clown, man. You trying to show off and show out. Just bring your money. I ain't gonna stop you from betting. I promise you, I ain't gonna stop you. Man, I ain't gonna stop you from betting. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Now, I don't know what else you want me to say. All right, well, okay, cool. No problem.
You running around a carrot. You running
around
a carrot.
No, Mario, that man sounded like his ass stole from that ass cutting he got beat up. That's what's wrong with him, his ass stole. That's what happened.
I like
you must be
stupid.
I don't know about nothing else. I like the way he's screaming. I can tell you that. I heard but think out what y'all gonna do.
Mario. Hey, Mario, let me ask you a question. How many of them tough motherfuckers you saw screaming like that over your career? A bunch of them.
What?
I'm just telling you, man. Listen, it's a whole bunch of these clowns that come in the game doing all that gangster talk. My reputation speaks for itself about this betting shit, man. You can stop that.
You can bet whatever. You bet 50, and you can't pull 50 out of your ass, nigga.
Huh?
Can't bet 50 for yourself,
okay.
Nigga.
All right. Okay. No problem.
You can't bet 50 yourself.
Who can?
Lock it in right now.
Who can? Who can?
Lock it in right now. You're gonna need
who you say can't do that?
I don't need no help.
Hold up, stop for 1 second.
I don't need no
hold
help.
Hold up. Who you say can't do that?
You ain't trying to help me do shit. You ain't trying to help me do shit.
You want
to
talk? I ain't finna do all that talking, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got the race. Just be ready. Just bring your better with you. That's all I can tell you. I'm not interested
in
trying to show out for nobody.
You won't lock in.
Hey, man, I see you at the track.
You won't lock in that.
I see you at the track, sir. I will see you at the track. All that shit you doing. Clown look like you. You stealing motherfucker. You don't want to have people money. They calling me to see what you bet. You fucking stupid bitch. Everybody calling me want to see what your bet was so they know how much money to split back out. So I wasn't going to put your dumb ass on blast, motherfucker. Your people call me wanting to know what we ran for so they can know how much money you owe them back. You collection plate motherfucker. You are collecting plate racer, nigga. You get other people money to bet. I wasn't going to put you on blast, but your own people calling me about how much you bet, you clown. You the motherfucking clown, nigga. I ain't got nobody money to track trying to bet. I'm not nobody. Hey, listen. I was going
to
keep you in motherfucking place. I was going
to
let you stay in Howard Park. You the motherfucking people. Your people call me want to know how much you bet of their money, so they know how much you owe them when you got back home. Man, sit down some motherfucking well, man. Your own people calling me want to know how much we ran for, so they know how much you owe them back. You the motherfucking clown, nigga.
Oh
well, they call me. It's your people call me, motherfucker. Your people call me. Your people call me. Want to know how much you owe them back because they didn't know what we ran for. Your people call me. Man, well, they call me. They call me. Your people call me, man. I don't know that, man. Your partner call me. All I can tell you is be careful with that talk about that money.
Hey,
I'm telling you, your people call me asking what we bet, motherfucker. So stop that shit. All that goddamn clowning and shit.
We want to bet 7. We want to bet 7.
Hey, man.
I say I ain't bet no fucking 7.
Listen, man.
What kind of clown shit?
You ain't said shit. You ain't said shit. You
a damn
liar. Now you want to sit on here clapping.
Damn, y'all in there trying to get your fucking money.
Hey, go get that collection plate together so you can make your way to bat off, homie. So everybody knows, but this time write a list out so you know who bet what out of the money you collect up down there.
You crazy.
Hey, man, like I told you, bruh. Your people call me wanting to know what you bet. I ain't calling them. They call my phone.
Hey, listen, dog, please get a handle this. Well, we ain't worried about the collection plate.
Yeah,
right.
Collection plate racer, motherfucker. I done seen your type, but too many times.
What is y'all talking about?
Collection plate racer.
Ain't it a preacher on here somewhere?
Tell that motherfucker get that collection plate racer together.
Hey,
pray over that collection plate.
Listen, y'all know I bumped that thing up.
I wasn't
going to
say nothing about that shit.
It's over with. Listen, y'all done bumped it up to a dub.
You can't say nothing.
Oh, Lord.
You can't do nothing but fucking lie, nigga. You out there trying to figure out how y'all got up to 20. Oh, man, it was hard to get this 20 up. You tried me with the 50 fucking clown.
Who said that? Who said that?
Who said that? You lying,
man. You sitting on here lying your ass off, man. You said you lying your ass off.
You standing in the fucking crowd talking about bet 50. You know you can't cover $50,000 bet. You're lying.
You're right, Anthony. I need a collection plate like you. It's easy to do. I need to take up a collection plate. You're right.
I tell you what.
Collection plate racer.
What you do.
You was a collection plate racer. Ain't nothing you can tell me, motherfucker. Your people calling my phone wanting to know what you bet.
Motherfucker, I ain't never need no fucking help, nigga.
Well, I'm telling you, they called me wanting to know what you bet because y'all took up a collection of 30 before you left home. They want to know what you're owing back out of 30,000 you collected, motherfucker. Talk to your people. What they call me for?
Collection.
Yeah, you collected up $30,000 to come to fucking Texas. They want to know what you owed them back out of that money, motherfucker. And I told them, I told them to talk to you. I didn't even throw you under the bus, motherfucker. I didn't tell them what we ran for. I said, talk to Anthony. I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, I can't tell. I can't tell. If your people calling me, I can't tell. I said, talk to Anthony. They said you were asleep.
Sitting
Mario,
there
trying
to
figure
out how y'all gonna come up with
50.
You couldn't come up. You barely came up with the fucking
20,
nigga. And you wanted
to. You right. We po over here. We ain't got no money. We ain't got no money,
I
man.
Can't
we
can't
po. We gonna roll quarters and pennies up and bet that 20. We gonna have quarters, pennies, and nickels over that motherfucker. Dimes, we gonna have it all.
Rock. Hey, Rock.
Hey, dog. You got a change machine?
Rock. I can't believe. Y'all don't get kept clean that shit. Like, y'all done moved that shit up to a dub. Y'all got plenty of money, man. Let's talk. Let's go on somebody else who want to lock in. We
man, that's right. That man with that clown, y'all that old clown ass shit. Saying, trying to be seen or heard.
Listen, y'all done bumped that thing from a dime to a dub. It's cool. We're going to keep it pushing. We're going to go to the
It ain't cool with him. He on here lying about some motherfucking money, man. Come on, man.
Let's go talk about somebody else.
I like them niggas.
Anthony, you good, Anthony? You know not to get me on the phone with this stupid motherfucker.
Hey, it takes a stupid motherfucker to know a stupid motherfucker, you blind bitch.
Lord, have mercy.
Bro, bitch.
Oh, okay. Blind bitch. Okay. I'll be all that, but I'm going to kick your ass down on that racetrack, Friday, motherfucker.
Well,
nah, how about that?
Okay.
Damn, not on the 660.
I told y'all
what you want him, but I'm going to beat that ass down that motherfucker. How about that?
I'll tell you what you do then.
I mean, the car be there, but I ain't going to be there to Friday. I got something to do Thursday.
All right, y'all leave it alone.
But you know what you can do? You ain't got to wait to 9. We can do it at 8, motherfucker, so you can get some get back. You know you like to try it again.
Man.
Do it at 8, you can try it again at 10, motherfucker. How about that? That's your badass.
Not the early redemption.
Yeah. Why not? It's racing, motherfucker. If you're acting like you want to go, do it at 8. And if you want to do it again, you can do it at 10. Shit.
Now we're gonna do it.
Give yourself time. Oh, I thought you would see it my way, motherfucker, coward. Coward, bitch, you. Same thing gonna happen 9 and happen 8.
My name ain't Train.
Hey, dog. We gotta get somebody else on here, but y'all won't ever get Marcus. I know good and goddamn well Marcus on no rock looking for him.
Yeah, you do. I've only been tagging his name on everything I put on him. You know I'm looking for him. Shit.
Oh man, not the Georgia
media. You better let Marcus get on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I can't stop him. I mean,
Hey, listen,
Mikey, lock the car in, goddammit. Lock him in, Mikey. Oh, shit.
They said they weren't locking over. They were doing just like Salt. They said they locked that one in. They focused on the 55 for Saturday.
Oh, okay. I ain't mad at him.
I mean, Salty got one locked in?
No. Salty said they're going for that goddamn.
He said, y'all knock each other out. They don't get that 55, and then they'll pick up the slack from that.
They really didn't want to lock the other man, but it just popped up, and they went ahead and cheated.
Yeah, I ain't mad at them. You're right.
I'm mad at them. Because you can race between rounds. All this shit can have round for round, so it don't matter. You're right.
Right.
We only got one. So shit.
That's exactly what Marcus said. He was like, "We see him. We meet him in the shootout. Then it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We can do whatever it is." That's what he said.
Anybody weekend?
Hold. Now, dog, you man up here. You the guy. I don't want to hear that shit. You say that shit. I'm not saying that shit because all of them. You talking about only the TRE Motors don't want to brew. Oh, Lord. Get the fuck out
of here.
Man, come on, dog.
Now you lying on me, Mario. Mario, why you bring that up, Mario? Mario, why you bring that up, Mario? You fucked up for that. Mario, you wrong for that. You wrong, Mario. You wrong for that. You wrong.
Man, dog, listen, dog just put me in the private room with that shit. I'm going to bring it out. Y'all know I don't care. I love TR Emotors. Dog ain't going to take me in the private room and throw no shit like that. I ain't going for that now. Dog, you had to say that to them yourself. I ain't saying that shit.
Oh, what are you saying? They said they got the countdown to pass. That what you trying to say? That what you trying to say?
I don't know. Ask dog. He right there. He's pulling that shit in the private room. Y'all arguing.
I don't know a TR motor from a goddamn it. Gene pulled the motor to a. What big name got him?
Real Marshall.
Hey, dog, you do know a TR motor. Them bitches ain't racing.
Oh,
come on. You bitches ain't racing. You stop that.
Hey, somebody on two lines. Y'all know who he is, you dumb motherfucker.
Somebody got speakerphone on or something.
That's a TRE motor.
Y'all some hell of a fellas on here, boy. I ain't lying, boy. Y'all give them up. Hell on here.
Man, hey, man, I was having a good night, man. Hey, I was having a good night. Them bitches got my blood pressure up with this bullshit.
Hey, kid.
It's Monday.
You want to flip the fucking
hey,
collect,
Rock.
Collect.
It's Monday.
Hey, Rock.
I'm telling
you,
Trick.
I want you to do like I'm doing. Guess where I'm at right now.
Well.
At my shop, laying on the couch, so I can just look over and look in the room.
Somebody get off the speakerphone of the two lines.
Hey, Mario, I got one better than that. I'm finna go in the goddamn patio and smoke a cigar and watch the football game. Fuck that shit.
Not me. I'm right here looking at Uncle Sam. I'm right here. I'm at the shop, so if I get bored, while I'm talking to y'all, I'm just walking around this motherfucker. I'm just walking around and looking at it. Well, I'm talking here. I'll be here for the next 2 days until it's time to leave. Ain't a damn thing going to happen to him.
So I'm sitting right here. You said
Mario, get you a good bath Wednesday night, Mario. Don't bring that shit down here with that bullshit now. Get your good bath.
Hey, listen, I tell you what y'all do. Anybody got Facebook while I'm talking, watch this. Y'all think I'm bullshit. I got the RV. Watch this shit right here. Y'all think I'm like, well, I'm going to Facebook. I'm going to post right now. Ain't nothing moving around this motherfucker. I'm camped out.
Hey, what you say, Mario? You got everything on guard. You on guard for the next 2 days.
Everything on guard. Ain't a damn thing finna happen. Everything on
24 hours guard.
Ain't nothing. Not until we leave here. I'm ready to leave tomorrow, to be honest. Matter of fact, we might be down to Buffalo Wild Wings with Mike and Mark and them shit. We might get down there. We might be on the damn big tour down there. Fuck.
I wish I could leave tomorrow too, goddamn it, but I can't go nowhere. It's Friday morning. I want to be there Thursday. I want to see that race with who races Thursday? Jesse James and Marcus, don't they?
No, Jesse James. Goddamn it, Deja Vu. Deja Vu.
Y'all Thursday?
See, Rock, you see that movie Thursday, Rock. You might not want to see it Friday.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that movie. Fuck that movie.
Who they running Thursday?
Deja Vu running Jesse James.
Deja Vu and...
Oh,
yeah. I mean, shit. I want to get that third. I just can't get to that motherfucker, man. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
Don't think I ain't going to try to roll up in that bitch Thursday night.
Just face somebody's
gonna be
right there.
Somebody gonna be.
No, hey Mario, I be trying to get me a bet. Fuck all that rolling up in there and see the race. I want to bet on the race. Fuck seeing it. I'm trying to bet.
But that man on the phone did not want to got so much money. He wanted to bet. You could have easily got you if you were arguing thinking about that. Y'all could have just.
Well, you know one thing about that man Mario. He ain't gonna do it, but so much. Now I already know that. That man ain't. He ain't crazy. Shit, I know he ain't crazy. He just talked like he's crazy.
Y'all
he crazy.
Y'all know he's crazy on the phone though.
That man got good sense.
Rock, I'm going to tell you you were dead wrong for doing what you just did. Now, I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Well, I mean, shit, he going to start talking all that dumb shit about some money. Man, fuck all that. They shouldn't have called me then. That man, they shouldn't have called me. Fuck that.
You didn't tell that man his folks call him and ask him how much that man bet. You dead wrong for that now. We ain't asking about
what. Listen, hold on. Let me stop you, Mario. Let me stop you right there, bro. This nigga lying. Ain't nobody called him. He's full of shit.
I promise you,
you
I ain't
know
lying.
That. You been
promised.
Hold
I ain't
on.
Lying.
He been racing long enough that you know he's full of shit. Hold on. Well, she might be. I tell you what. Go back. Hold on. I'm gonna stop that. Listen, I carry my shit around with me. I don't need no help.
Man, I don't know nothing about all that.
And I tell you what I will do. Fuck what you talking about. Let's do that nickel that you cry about all the time. That you jump
man,
out and
we
say.
We ain't even done. We done with all that, dog. I mean, I ain't.
Yeah, that's your number.
We good.
I'm
man,
so dumb. If I'm so dumb, then why don't you take this dumb money?
I ain't finna argue with you no more. My blood pressure back down. I'm not going back up with this motherfucker. I might fall out. And then I don't make the racetrack. Is that what you want?
I want you to bring your bitch to the clown.
Okay, well, then calm your ass down with your silly ass.
Bozo the clown, bring your ass right onto the track. I realize you to be there.
You blind, coke glass, blind motherfucker.
Yeah,
I
can't see.
Hey, I can't. I'm going to argue in a minute.
I can't.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
I can't see what for fuck. I sure can't see what for fuck.
Lord, how much?
Blind ass motherfucker.
Blind motherfucker can count. He know what a quarter is.
Come on, man.
Mario started that shit back up. Mario started that shit back up.
I'm going to call a spade a spade. Now, you were wrong for that. If somebody did or didn't, he shouldn't have brought that on. That ain't got to do with that.
I don't really. A lot don't care. Mario, a lot don't care who tell it. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I don't never need no help with my betting. I bet all my money myself.
I'm back, man. I'm sorry. I'm back. Where we at now? Where we at with it?
Nowhere. We ain't nowhere. We trying to find somebody 484 action. We trying to.
I'm going to drink me a glass of wine. Get ready to get me some cigar in me and watch this game. Fuck what y'all talking about.
What other 484 cars on here, man? You interviewing all the. I know some other 484 got to be listening in the shop or doing something.
It's a bunch of them motherfuckers.
I called about five of them. They were scared down for me.
It's race week. They don't want to talk.
Let me get the collection plates, and we're going to head to the back. Me and Kid, let's come on back here and count this money while they do what they do.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, Tree.
Tree, you ain't right for that. Once again, ain't nobody slick with that.
Since we're collecting the plates, let's just collect them and go on to the back, Kid. We'll talk to them later.
Let's count
this money.
Hey, dog, did you say this morning so that Tate told West told Q that he wasn't gonna be the alternate. He know he the first alternate on the list now.
Somebody told me Q ain't coming, man. I had to go
change clothes. I was crying so bad. Who over there building a motor? Put your phone on me while you building that motor. Why you over there building that motor? Put your phone on me with all that damn noise.
Hey, that's me and him dishwasher looking for some money. My bad.
I'm
looking for some money around this motherfucker, man. This shit.
Mm-hmm.
You probably need to,
broke motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I might be.
Damn,
man.
Hey, A-Train, I might be, y'all.
I'd have been called worse by better people. I can promise you that.
Juice man, you ain't saying that about A-Train yet, Juice man. You fucking up on your job. I'm gonna fire your motherfucking ass.
I've been called worse by better people.
I'm on mute, dog. I'm in the game.
You
can say something about A-Train.
I was saying it, but y'all couldn't hear me. Hey, I got a question. I got a couple questions here. It's the week of. I need to know. I want to know. I don't give a damn. Y'all ask me everything. So listen.
Oh,
so man. Jesse James, everybody know Oscar driving that. So who driving the orange car?
What orange car?
The 69.
Which one are you talking about? What orange car on the list?
It's an orange 69 with white rally stripes.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't know that was on there.
I'm looking at the list now.
Stop calling me and texting me. I can't get you on the show. You ain't already on here. I told you to get on here early tonight. You didn't get on here early. You just got a new.
I can't find a wine bottle open. I don't know where this motherfucker at. I got to open this bitch old school with a knife or something. Might cut my hand.
Oh, man.
Put the knife to your throat.
Put the knife closest to your throat.
Damn.
Hey, Ramon.
Hey, Ramon.
You got a dishwasher. It's you got a dishwasher you're looking for, and a goddamn wine opener. I got one I can send over there right now. They about 5-9.
Well, send it over here. I got a good bottle of wine right now. Bring this bitch on over here.
I got a nice dishwasher and a bottle.
I don't
need no
what he likes. Send over here. That ain't what he wants. That ain't what he really wants. And then why'd you still fuck with me, man? God damn, you still fuck with me? I thought we were done. They called me, man. Why not? It's a week, we're a few days away. Why not? Don't fog your glasses up, man. You might fuck right run into the wall or something. Them big thick you might hit the goddamn wall or something.
I just told you, go ahead, Mario.
I'm gonna get out your way.
All right, so listen, let me ask y'all this right here. Cause I'm trying to figure out, y'all over here bullshitting, but I be trying to size up the competition. I be studying over here while I'm looking at the car. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Y'all hold on, my bad. That damn Uncle Sam back there rumbling and shit, hear me talking about cars. But listen, so what about, if he driving the orange and white one, who driving side piece?
Oh, it's another boy drive side piece. That ain't the same people who drive it.
I thought Oscar drove that orange and that orange and white 69.
Hey, Mario, why you worried about who driving them cars, Mario?
Because I have to give a lesson. It's a lot to come into this, dog. You know how the tuner got to check the track?
Mm-hmm.
I got the damn killer I got behind the seat. I got to tell him I got to let him know, like, listen, don't you know what I mean? So I got to see, I got to get my riders together and the two, you know. It's madness to this shit now, dog. You got to go around. You can't treat this shit like a drug race now.
What the fuck is this goddamn bottle opener?
Hey, guys, y'all check the phone. We got a little bit too much back.
Why don't you just bite it off with your teeth?
Uh-oh.
Too much fun. I can't.
Y'all check your phone. Somebody on there just making noise and ain't talking. If you're talking, that's a different story. But if you ain't talking, mute your phone, guys. We got too much background noise.
Rock still trying to open that bottle. Just bite it off with your feet. Grip by my phone.
Oh, man. Sound like somebody bowling in the back or something. Y'all just please close your mic, young man.
Somebody said, who's driving Uncle Sam? Herb driving Uncle Sam.
You goddamn right he is.
Damn.
That ain't no military secret.
So
hey, dog, take back whoever asked you that and tell him he ain't driving it. He's driving the shit out of it.
Oh, Lord.
They hear you. Hey, I'm going to ask one more time. Y'all check your lines and find out
somebody
who is with all that goddamn noise.
Something.
I'm asking you nice to please check your line. To tell him to put the fucking phone on mute, dumb son of a bitch.
There you go, Crinkle. It took off.
Hey, Mario. Mario. Hey, Mario.
Mario, you want to check on Uncle Sam?
No, he didn't, kid. He right here by here fucking with me with this collection plate. Mario, I'm not telling you how much money in here. You can carry your ass on now.
Why y'all keep on talking about that collection plate now?
I'm going to pass one around in a minute. I can't find the bottle open.
The only thing you got to do is bite it off.
Hey,
open with your goddamn teeth. Bite it off.
Go live and bite it off.
Probably the same son of a bitch who drank my damn liquor and put it back on the bar.
Empty.
The bottle back on the back like I wasn't on
no. Yeah, we don't want to hear about that shit right now, Rock. We don't want to hear about no goddamn liquor. Hey, dog, get Uncle, get David Floyd on here.
Oh, man, not the baby daddy.
David Floyd don't even get into this bullshit.
Yeah, I know he don't, but fuck it. It's every now and again, you got to bring him out that damn element. I ain't actually there. I actually got on this.
Eight o'clock. Game about to come on.
Who playing tonight, Rock, who playing tonight?
Hey, dog, who can't get on? Tell me who they say who can't get on, dog.
No, I ain't say I couldn't get them on. I'm just they
don't
even
come on. Ain't getting them on.
Raiders in Detroit. Alan Rodriguez, because he know better. He do this every week.
Oh, Lord.
No damn way if he want to get on this motherfucker to get him a spot. Every week.
Get him a spot.
He got the noise.
I'm going to find that noise in a few minutes.
Before he got down fine. If he's fine, he's going to get punchy, man. They're all going to punish you that goddamn noise, man. Whoever that is,
right
now.
4-7-8-2-3-0-6-9-9-7.
He ain't out. He ain't out.
And Martin Burton.
I don't know. Rico said he got on. He got on somebody line tonight. He know better. Every week I tell him that shit. He coming in late. If I mute your phone, I'm just checking to find out that you know it. So don't get mad at me. You ain't got to tell me it ain't me. Just don't say nothing. Just keep on talking.
My.
Hey kid, I don't mean to sound funny. I'm trying to figure out how much we give it to the other board.
Then I just said, God damn it, if it ain't you, don't say nothing, motherfucker. You ain't got to say nothing. You just shut the fuck. Oh, dumbass juice man. It's dumbass.
Oh man.
I like
him on call.
On mute.
Oh, Detroit and the Raiders. Listen up.
I hope the Lions can win tonight. They stupid ass.
If it ain't you,
up my fantasy.
If it ain't you, I don't need you to tell me it ain't you. If it ain't you making the noise, I don't need you to tell me. Oh, it ain't me, dog. It ain't me. I don't need you to tell me. Damn, I said it every week and the dumb motherfucker. Well, it ain't me, dog. If it ain't you, shut the fuck up.
Oh, man, not the comprehension problem.
Very comprehensive. Dumb summer.
I just don't want you to waste your time meeting my mic.
Don't tell me what the fuck you waste my time, motherfucker. Just listen and shut the fuck up.
Hey, Mario. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
That
yep.
goddamn Willie gone, boy. That dog here this week. Willie gone.
You know what the problem is?
Mario, you bad acting.
I'm going to tell y'all what the problem is.
Gone, boy. That goddamn
the
dog
problem is, when Mario bringing his ass on here, dog get real fucking silly, man. Y'all got to stop coming on here, Mario, because this shit don't
like
make
it.
No sense when he's talking
to
Juice Man.
I don't want to talk to Willie Jr. I want to talk to dog.
He damn sure being dog tonight with a little ass.
I want to talk to dog with two G's at the end.
God damn. He done said stupid motherfucker 15 times. Good grief.
Yes, sir. Get right, goddamn.
You missed one trigger. It was 16. You missed one trigger. It was 16.
Don't fucking tell me it wasn't you stupid motherfucker.
I got to make sure I
do that every week.
He called Juice
three times.
But he be running around here fucking calling Juice to come on. Talking about, get in here, Juice. Say it. Nah, he a stupid motherfucker. See how he do you?
He is a stupid motherfucker, though. Because I told the dumb motherfucker, if it ain't him making the noise, don't worry about it. If it ain't him making the noise.
Lord have mercy.
Juice, kick it one time, Juice. Tell us one time, Juice. I like that nigga right there. Cussing us out and all. Watch that nigga right there. Fucker.
Yeah.
You found him, dog? Because God damn. Bitch opening the closing the windows and doors and all that.
I didn't go looking for him because they do it every now and then, you know.
That rock ran right through them drawers looking for their bottle open.
Oh, man.
It must be some humans in them fucking drawers because that shit be loud.
I ain't did nothing, no looking in the last 5 minutes.
I told her hit the ball on the corner of the table and knock the top off of it.
And Anthony told him to bite it off. He's trying to kill him, man, for the damn race.
What y'all talking about? I'm going to light up now. This shit here about to get quiet on my end, show up. Fuck y'all. I like him, but fuck you. I'm going to do what I like to do.
He said, I like him, but fuck you.
Rock said he was born at night, but not last night.
At all. Because at night, he finna get that wine with that flute and put that pickle finger up. He on your ass, Anthony. You better sit down.
And that big cigar.
You better tell him what's in there. I'm already started.
Can't nobody make me sit down.
If you can only see me now. If you can only see me now.
I don't want to see you now. I thought you was going to take that knife and stick it in your throat.
Good.
Damn, Anthony.
I didn't say commit suicide.
I just wounded. That's a nick. Okay.
I don't want to kill himself. So what you telling me right now, Anthony, is you want to a handicap race. You want to a handicap race. You trying to race the handicap.
I ain't say nothing about no handicap race. He ain't racing no car. He just talking. Yeah, he ain't racing no car.
Okay, he just talking. All right, I hear you.
Man, don't y'all get happy to stir it up again.
I want him to stick it in his neck. You know what I'm saying? Around his vocal cord area.
Ooh, damn. Bro. You want him to quit talking?
I'm pulling the cross.
Right.
Oh, yeah, 20 years of motherfuckers wanting that, Anthony. Now you think something going to happen ain't happened 20 years ago? What the fuck? This been trying to do that for 20 motherfucking years, man. Shit. Good luck. That's all I can say.
No. David, I'm just asking, would you do it? Like, you got the knife in your hand.
Life is good.
Raise it up to your neck. Stick it right there in your vocal cord. Just stick it in
there. Okay, then what?
No.
Then what?
And then put and stick it in there. Insert it in just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then
do you
pull
know the
out,
motherfucker? Do you know the motherfucker that you know the person that tell them how to kill themselves, go to jail for murder?
I didn't tell them. They just go jumping in again. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I said nothing about killing.
Hey, Anthony. I'm gonna have that same blade for you to stick it right in your damn throat when I go to your motherfucking ass.
I
want you to do it in front of everybody. You show everybody how it's done, how you want me to
do it. Don't do it in front of me because I don't want to sit on the stand.
I want you to show everybody how to do it on Friday when I go to your motherfucking ass.
Listen, I want you to
demonstration.
Right. Listen, I want you to do it on the phone with us so if something happens, we can
No. You got to show us because I ain't quite clear. No,
we can call
I ain't quite clear, so we want you to do it.
9-12.
We want you to do the motherfucker on Friday.
9-12.
We can have EMS right there to put a pencil in your throat, motherfucker, so you can breathe.
Not the
EMS.
Yeah.
Damn.
No. We're going to call.
After you a sadistic motherfucker. God damn.
Listen. But you said that, but I didn't say nothing. I don't want him to kill himself. I just want him to stick it in his esophagus right there, right around the vocal cord area.
So what you suspect, to happen if he stick it in the esophagus?
When I run out your life, I want you to slit your wrist.
See how not the oxygen. See, somebody called 9-12. The oxygen ain't getting to his brain. Boy, he going.
I want you to slit your motherfucking wrist when I go to your ass. Because you might, goddamn. Hey, you look like you're a little weak around the eyes when you lost down there in Florida. You look like you're a little weak around the eyes.
Oh,
never.
Lord.
Come on,
in Texas, you gonna look a little weak around the eyes this time. I already know a weak motherfucker when I see him now.
Man,
do a lot
these two jokers is tripping.
Listen, one thing about it, I done seen every character. Hey, I done seen every character in race you could see.
What about
you look a little weak around the eyes?
Vocal cord. Can we get that right quick? We gonna make sure nothing happens to you. I'm gonna be the one that called 9-12.
Man, shit.
Oh man, 9-12.
Boy, you look a little weak around the eyes down there, Texas. I'm feeling sorry for you.
Damn. Is that the reason why
I know what that looked like.
That's a
week right now. I know what that looked like.
Not that he's been raped.
I gotta see that. I ain't never seen that. I gotta start looking for that too. I ain't never seen that. I wanna see that.
Look weak right now.
Yeah, I ain't never seen
that.
I gotta check that out. Y'all gotta check that
you
out.
You ain't never
ain't
seen a motherfucker with weak
like
brown eyes, dog?
No.
You'll see.
Did that mean they finna cry?
No, little weak brown eyes. Look like that motherfucker finna fall out. Like he was losing the oxygen and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wanna see that. I ain't gonna
see that. Little weak brown eyes. See, you'll see it. I'm gonna point it out when I show it to you. I'm gonna point it out. You're like, oh, I done seen that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Run away, bound a hundred low. They got a way of making motherfuckers
look
like
them. Look
like that motherfucker on poke. You can't shock me. You know what you're going to do? Fuck around. I'm going to say turn that motherfucker around. Let's try it again.
Yes.
That's what I think. Try it one more time. One more game.
It's going to be over for you at the fucking light. It's going to be over.
Yeah, if you read light, you're right. It was over last time at the light, except for you left too fucking fast.
Here you talking about.
Man,
that's your fault, not my fault.
I can't
clarify.
Listen. It can't be my fault and your
fault. Let's clarify that.
Clarify
the purrs didn't come on. So he's trying
man,
to do
you
too much at one time.
Man, you red lit. What the fuck are you talking about? Purrs ain't got nothing to do with no red light, boy.
Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. Talk to motherfucker. Calm down. I thought you said you want to let your blood pressure go up.
Man, don't tell no lie, though. Damn.
Stupid.
Don't tell no lie, man. We've been raised. Everybody
don't
on the phone
stupid.
Got years of race.
Well, you lie.
You left
you
too
lie.
Fast, motherfucker. Yeah. You left too fast. That's your fault. It ain't our
you
fault.
Know what was going
ain't nobody on the phone
you know what was going on?
Your driver fucked up. Ain't the purge ain't got nothing to do with you leaving on time. If anything, your light would have been late, motherfucker.
Hold on.
You left too
hold
fast
on,
and you were nervous.
I tell you.
Oh,
of
man.
What?
So what's
of
your purge turn the light on? Your purge make your car go. That's what you're saying. The purge make your goddamn car jump through the light.
He was trying
purge.
To listen to me. Listen to me, dummy. Damn. He was trying to purge it at the same time. The purge got stuck. So we're switching the valve.
But what they
got to
do with leaving too early?
Listen to me. Oh, you well, you don't drive no way. So I guess I know you don't drive. You just
I don't drive.
Try to...
I don't drive. You're right. But I know this.
Hey,
I drive enough to know the person.
Anthony, they said who driving deja vu? They said who driving deja vu?
Like, who is they? Who is they? Who is they?
They told me not to tell. They told me not. They told me not to tell their name.
Oh, they said.
They said.
Okay, I got you on.
He knows it.
The food right there.
Well, tell him this. Tell him to come to the race.
There, you got cigar.
They heard the answer.
Look like nobody was driving away. They trying to jump through the damn lights and shit. Motherfucker left way too early.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he talking about the purge. Hey, dog, when you ever seen a purge make a man jump through the light early?
Oh, shit.
I'm asking you, dog. You drive a car. Does the purge make a motherfucker red light?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I know of. See what I'm talking about? Hey, Mario, you ever heard of a purge making a car red light?
Well, I didn't.
The purge got one function. The purge got one function, bringing the bottle pressure down. Or purging the nitrogen out. That
might
nothing to do with the car moving.
He might want to hurry up and get that motherfucker going because he didn't want to lose all his bottle, right? That's all.
I just told this dumb motherfucker. The man was doing too much, trying to do too much in the car because the button didn't work.
Okay, but that ain't got nothing to do with him trying to jump the light, though.
Okay.
What they got to do jumping the light, sir?
I can't explain it. I can't explain it to a dumb man.
You can't explain no shit like that to people on the phone who race, motherfucker. Your purge ain't got nothing to do with you either. You got your chance.
You got your chance to get this money again come Friday night.
Well, I hope the purge don't work again. You said the purge made you do it.
Oh, my God.
Thank God for the purge. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I ain't trying to be mean. I'm just saying thank God for the purge. The purge made the car jump through the light. Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Purge made it do it.
Yeah, the purge made it jump through the light.
Yeah, the purge made him do it. Shit, I mean, okay, that's a new move, y'all. Everybody who read, like, the purge made it red light.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the new norm now. The purge made him do it.
Well, let's hear. Hey. Just again, I got to stop right quick for a commercial break while I'm sitting in the car looking around. I'm sitting in Uncle Sam right now looking around in here.
Huh?
We take an appointment Thursday or Friday for 8 o'clock. And y'all go ahead and go back.
Oh, okay, Mario.
I'm the fire pit on, so we good. It ain't that cold. Shit.
I don't know why y'all let a motherfucker been gone for a year come back here think he running shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, dog. I don't. You saw him hard with the number. Hey, dog, you told me I look like shit every year. That's the only problem I'm hoping. I got to figure out some type of way to make this bitch look like shit. That's the only way that I can think. You got to tell me I look like shit. Once you tell me I look like shit.
I ain't want her to be in here.
You know you're ready there, though. You know you're ready there.
I feel
you know you're ready there.
But I don't think that trick don't play no more. Anybody going to fall for that trick no more. That was last year. No, I'm good, Rock.
Yes,
I Uber Eat. I ain't leaving the shop. I ain't want no plate. I Uber Eat over here. I'm sitting in Uncle Sam. I ain't going nowhere. I'm sitting right here.
Oh, man.
I'm going to bring you a plate, Mario.
No, I Uber Eat over here to the shop. I didn't lock the gate down. No, I'm just sitting this motherfucker looking around.
No.
Give me some more of that
Cracker Barrel you had over there. Give me some more of that Cracker Barrel you had.
Hey, kid, I went through second gear, high gear, first gear. I didn't shoot the shoot, and I didn't hit my first gear.
Oh, come on, Mario.
I'm just gonna work it out. I got these niggas on the phone, got me hot and shit. Got my hot around the motherfucker collar, something crazy.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm finna get ass a break, baby. I know you were looking for me. I'm gonna get these motherfuckers a break in 2 seconds.
I hear you, Rob.
You say I got 5 minutes with you motherfuckers on the phone, and I'm gonna give you these last 30,000
to your dog. I don't even got no woman.
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, Rock.
Shit.
Hey, Rock. Hey, Rock. I'm gonna be honest.
Not the
K-9. Not a woman in the slow. Not no woman. A pretty goddamn woman, too, by the way. Beautiful woman, motherfucker. And she all woman.
Hey, ain't no G-bodies on here coming to, is any G-bodies coming to the finale? I'm looking for
G-bodies. They got grandson coming. They got Dirty Diana coming. Yeah. They got some G-bodies coming.
This is going to be a goddamn show here.
We're looking for some action. We're looking for some G-body action.
What car you got with G-body, man?
Oh, shit. My friend got a car. Yeah, my friend got a car. You know we right here to get. You know my friend.
Oh, shit. Hey, Mario,
What about Snapchat? What if we change the name of Snapchat? They're scared of that. They're scared of TikTok. Let's go to Snapchat.
Oh, man. Not the Snapchat.
On Instagram.
Yeah, we might call it Instagram. They're scared of TikTok.
Damn.
What y'all doing on the Snapchat? Because you see Snapchat tell you when a bitch take a picture.
Matter of fact, MySpace.
Oh, shit.
Boy, oh, boy.
My.
Y'all bad acting tonight, big time, kid. Only thing I'm mad about, I can't find that goddamn whoever. I can't find that motherfucker making that noise, kid. That's fucking pissing me off.
You got to find them, dog. You've never been defeated like this. You got to find their ass.
They always be quiet when I go to try to find them. They don't do it.
Don't say that. Just go to doing it. Don't go to doing it now.
I'm sorry. It's probably this goddamn officer. That motherfucker keep hearing about cars and shit. They've been making all that noise and rumbling. Let me close the shop, though. Get out of here, man. I'm sorry. It's my fault, dog. You ain't got to find nobody.
You're being disrespectful, Mario.
No, I'm saying that motherfucker started getting on the cage and acting fool and shit. Let me go in here. Let me walk back into the other side of the shop.
Yeah.
Mario, you're being disrespectful.
No, I'm serious.
That's
what, Hey, Rock. I'm serious. I tell y'all this right here. I'm serious about this. You know you love him. Hey, listen. You know he love you too, right? But, boy, the first chance you get, go up there and see Uncle Gene, man. When you go see Uncle Gene,
man, that's what he
said. I don't think about it. I'm telling you, I don't know what day. When he was thinking
Mario,
about this shit, he was
going
to flying across that goddamn plane, boy. I swear to God,
Gene got a special, he got a special shit he didn't do. Gene didn't do a special shit.
All right, listen, dog, I'm trying to figure the motherfucker out. I'm scared to take the goddamn valve covers back off. I don't want to change nothing.
Damn.
I'm serious about that.
Damn.
That's why I'm sitting in here. You think I'd be spending nights in the shop for 3 days?
Mario, if you tell me this lie, I'm going to believe you. Tell me you didn't change the spark plugs.
Listen, we got the same spark plugs in that bitch from the last pass. And I guess what I did, I ain't going to lie to you, dog. I took them out, right? And I put some warm-ups in it for when we get down there. And as soon as the warm-ups come out, I'm putting these same motherfuckers back in. I ain't saying nothing.
Damn.
I'm serious about that.
Damn.
Shit. You think I'll be spending the night in my shop for 2 or 3 days like this right here, making sure don't nothing move in this motherfucker?
I'm
sleeping RV in front of the door.
There I do. Mario, they're locked down.
Hey, Papa.
Hey, Rob, if you come through here right now, you see the goddamn RV lit up like a Christmas tree. I got LED lights out here going all in front of the door.
Hold on. Damn. You over there cooking on the grill in the back and all. You ain't going nowhere.
I ain't nowhere to go.
Where the fuck the rest of these? I ain't heard about 4 or 5 niggas on here. Where the rest of these motherfuckers at? I'm gonna be scared. They back there trilling. They scared of that stuff.
Oh, man, not shaking in their boots.
They scared somebody of my drone. They don't want to. God damn it. When has Ricky ever ran to the goddamn talking about he listened to it online? No goddamn way he used to be
man, not sharp
eye. Online.
Sharp eye Ricky.
Oh, Lord. Don't do that. Not
the Ricky said y'all talking. He said as soon as he win this shit, I'm getting knocked out of here. Y'all better start betting.
Detroit and the Raiders.
Detroit and the Raiders.
The Raiders and the Rams in the same stadium. I mean, not the Raiders and the Rams and the Chargers.
Hey, Rock, your 5 minutes up, bro. Get the hell on off the phone.
Yeah, I'm going back. Holla.
Ricky listening on the internet.
See you the weekend.
On the internet. He listening to me.
Oh, yeah. Ricky, bad man. You noticed, dog. Roscoe, you ain't noticed everybody.
Yeah, Roscoe, all you got to do is keep dialing. They be falling off, Roscoe. All you got to do is keep dialing. You get lucky getting that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody who came on
y'all, Rock gone, so.
Yeah.
And they train ain't got to get into it no more now. Now, hey, Mario, now, he claimed the way he's talking, like, he got some heat in his tailpipe for your ass, too.
Listen, I'm not doubting that he does, dog. But that's the thing. If you was listening well, I told him we are available at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know that. So he said when he get down, I understand got a man. I didn't know the man already had a race. I didn't know who he had locked in. I don't know nothing about
him. He got a couple already locked in. He got a couple.
But that's what I'm saying. So, but what I'm explaining to him is, if at any chance he like, and I'm not saying this being funny, he can push all that other shit he want to do out the way, and we will accommodate him how he likes what he was saying a few minutes ago, what time he likes. We will accommodate him everything. Ain't no way in the hell we would have been talking that long.
Damn, not that old age number. Not that old age number.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Shit. Come on, dog. And I ain't gonna cap on here. We ain't betting it all myself. We got a crew though. We like them spots that everybody get to bet. We like the bet. Like the spots that everybody get to bet where they want to bet. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We all right. Ain't nothing promised. Now.
Right.
We gonna be all right. But you know, we all the one for them kind of numbers though. There ain't no goddamn doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big crew. You know, BMF kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, if A-Train pull that shit off Thursday, bitch, y'all gonna get what you're looking for. I'm gonna tell you, I know him.
What, dog? Let me ask you a couple. What if he get what the fuck he looking for? The hell you mean I'm getting what I'm looking for?
You got a point there, Mario.
You got a point there.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, dog, I'm gonna let you know now. Everybody looking. Everybody can get what they ask for.
Right. Boy, I swear, it's gonna be some. Whoo! There's gonna be some assholes. Somebody ain't gonna live up to all this and talk. That's why these motherfuckers gonna hit that one button tonight. They don't want to come on there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hit that one button tonight.
You got a point there, though.
If Monkey hit that one button tonight, he got to stand on it tonight. All that pump fake shit gone for the.
Yes, sir. All that pump fake.
It's D-Day. It's D-Day now, kid. It's D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, dog, we ain't promised. Ain't nobody on here promised to win. But it's things that I like. I love our car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that engine.
Yeah.
I for goddamn sure love that tuner we got, them tuners, and that motherfucking shooter in that car. I like my chain.
Oh,
that's all I can say. I like my chain.
All the things you got to do is so all you got to do is go get you a carton of cigarettes. Make sure you got a carton of cigarettes to smoke, right?
We got that.
Not her.
Hey, listen, we got all, listen to me. And at the end of the day, like I'm telling you, boss, shit. We've been playing around for 3 weeks. Fuck it. If we go out there and have a good stand, that's why we got two grudge races locked. We got to get the shakes off us first. You know what I'm saying? We got to get one man. And I know that badass Jimmy Bradshaw gonna have that same shit like we did. Put down. Lord have mercy. Jeez.
Not the sticky icky.
Boy, kid, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. We got to have some fun, man. Shit. I was just surprised, man. I'm glad that damn we could all pull it off in a little bit of time, man. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of work from everybody. I ain't gonna lie, this ain't no one shit. It took a lot of work from everybody. It came together.
Hey. Yeah.
Damn. Ain't nobody else's dog phones called yet?
Man.
Hello.
Yeah. The cat out the bag, the motherfucker said they're going to just get a carton of cigarettes so you'll be ready to goddamn turn that button loose.
I'm ready to turn loose now.
Oh shit. There you go. Y'all thought it was a joke. The cat out the bag now.
I'm ready to turn loose now.
Damn. Trey Jones betting on the gap. He's saying against Uncle Sam. Who that boy run Uncle Sam? Man, they betting on the gap.
They locked in with Side B.
Trey Jones. He with Side B. Oh, damn. They said they got them. Side B's on gap, Uncle Sam. Goddamn, Molly, you fucked up, boy. You get shot.
Right, look. Tell them, let me get five on the side on that then.
I'm just telling you what they just text me. God damn.
Text them back. Tell them let me get a nickel on the side.
He hear you.
Oh. I mean, they got a nice call, man.
Randolph, you ain't got to watch the game to halftime, man. After halftime, man. The game ain't going to be whooping shit after halftime anyway. Shit. Y'all worry about that damn sorry-ass game tonight. The Raiders ain't going to whoop nobody. And Detroit got lucky this year. They didn't win it. Them somebody ain't used to winning.
Hey, dog, the good part about it is, like I said, we might be terribly mistaken. We might not really know what competitive fast is. You know, I might have been out the loop that damn year. We've been out the loop. We might think we got something. We might got what they call fool's gold.
Hey, Trey, Uncle Sam said you got his DM. If you want some trouble, hit his DM on that gap shit.
Hey, listen, Trey ain't got to look for nobody. They will put up. I tell you what we'll do. Tell Trey we'll bet, you know, whatever we decide to cover is perfectly fine. We ain't got to get into it. We ain't going to get no piss and match because we know them boys got it and they going to cover. But tell them this is what we will personally do. But everything we bet on the gap, we'll audit. So if he bet five on the gap, we'll bet five to his 7,500. Our 7,500 to his five.
Yep.
If he's willing to do that, we gonna make it worth his while.
I like that, Morgan. Make my dick long.
When a man real enough to do that, when he real enough to do that, we gonna audit. So if he bet five on the gap, we'll bet 7,500 to his five.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. All right, Trey. Text me now, motherfucker. You heard that? Text me now, motherfucker.
Oh man.
All that goddamn.
They ain't doing the moonwalk, is?
All that goddamn texting I'm getting.
Let
me see if he ain't out here. He ain't out here.
Text button broke.
I got one better than that, dog.
Oh shit.
I feel like gambling right now. I ain't gonna lie. I feel so good about that goddamn Bardoff and Jimmy Bradshaw. If they bet 10, we'll bet 12-5. We both come off the goddamn trailer Thursday.
Damn.
Y'all ain't scared of. They told me they was scared of Herb driving. Said Herb rusty.
I understand what you're saying, but did it hit me? If they bet 10 Thursday, we ain't nobody. We can get to the track, warm up, the damn track, testing over at 8 o'clock. We'll close the track down. Make sure we got no excuses.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7:30, 7 o'clock. We'll be in the lane. Nobody make nail pass in Valdosta. Period. We'll come there, unload, warm the oil up. And I'm gonna put these same old plugs I got right here sitting in the seat beside me and that motherfucker.
Right,
we're gonna go right on out there,
right
off the goddamn trailer.
Right off the motherfucker. They might be getting it together now. They hear you though, cause I ain't know nothing about it until they text me. I ain't know nothing about it, so you know I wasn't trying to start
shit,
no. Ain't
no use. Ain't no use. A goddamn waiting. Shit. Everybody gonna be down there Thursday. We ain't gotta wait.
Hold up. I'm getting
Friday.
A text. I always said that. I said with all them goddamn roosters in the same hen house. Oh, I'm getting a text. Oh, Lord. He said he not answering because they can't even make a full pass. Why the fuck a motherfucker can't make a full pass talking about betting on some goddamn gap, man? What the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, man.
How shit is that? Oh, man. Yeah. Come on, man. I told y'all. I bet y'all won't come on and do that shit in person. Come on in and do it in person so they can stop thinking I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
So this week right here, we ain't taking no fake shit. If you ain't ready to do something, don't come in and talk about what you did last year and who you beat Christmas Eve 2 years ago. We don't hear none of that bullshit. All this shit we talk about tonight, is going tonight forward. We don't hear nothing in the back. We don't hear nothing about the goddamn choir in the back. We don't need no background singer this week.
No background singers
on this motherfucker this week.
Boy, I tell you the truth, boy. Y'all talk that shit, boy. You showed and went around fast, ain't it, dog? And that shit
man,
like it just went
fast on a motherfucker, Mario. Fast on a motherfucker.
Man, I'm see y'all sitting there bullshit. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, man, ain't no way it felt like no year ago we was like that shit, man.
I swear, man. It seemed like just yesterday. I know Herb, I saw Herb down there Saturday, goddamn it. He was happy as a factory with two dicks, man. He was so happy down there. He ready to go to work now. That's
why he's
ready to go to work now.
But like I said, dog, we might got fool's gold. Hell, like them boy, everybody might be flying right now. I don't goddamn know.
Yeah. Well, you know goddamn well. You know I'm gonna tell it. I'm gonna tell it when it come back out. I'm gonna tell it. If you look like an ass, I need you to call that number back again so you can come back on in. If you get your ass blowed out, I still need you on in.
Listen. One thing about it, boy, I'll be right here goddamn with my shiny goddamn bulbs and bells and whistles on. I'm going to lay right here and take it, goddammit. I'm going to let y'all goddamn
be,
in my head.
Hey, Mario, it's going to be more sick motherfuckers than it is happy. I bet you that. I bet you're going to be more sick motherfuckers than it is happy, man. I bet
That's right. It's going to
be
a lot of
bad-ass
motherfuckers, bro. We couldn't even have no fun with the shit last year. That motherfucker ain't want to talk to us, goddammit. They want to, they going to get our ass blown. I got to listen to this shit for two damn days.
Why they put all that pressure on us, man? Now, see, I'm really nervous now. Herb on here ain't acting a fool. Anytime he don't act no fool, I'm really nervous now. I'm nervous. He act a stone motherfucking fool.
It ain't nothing to talk about. I'm coming to win that fucking race. And I ain't coming to play games. I ain't coming to talk. I'm coming to fuck these motherfuckers up. And that's just all
damn.
It is to it. So I'm coming for war.
Damn. You and Mario must have practiced that shit. Y'all said the same shit. You and Mario must have practiced that shit. Y'all said the same thing. Damn.
No, my brother just, he feel the same way I feel. I can feel a lot more, but he done told me to keep calm. He told me to just, he need me to stay calm.
You can't say no more than he said tonight. Shit.
Yeah,
I didn't lie. All I said was, dog, we don't know. We might not know what fast is, but we like our chances.
Hell if I don't know what fast is when I feel that son of a bitch. Get God on my.
Watch out now. Don't talk too much. You might say the wrong shit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, be cool. Let Mario keep telling them lies he been telling. You don't need both of y'all telling the same lie.
What all Mario just said?
They fishing.
And Mario said he don't give a fuck who he pull. They ass got a problem. Don't care who the fuck it is.
Yeah, I mean, shit. We got to go to war. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We got to go to war one way or another.
Right.
What did I tell you last year at the drivers meeting when it was time to pull? It's on video, so you know I ain't lying. I said shit. That's why I built this motherfucker for the race. I don't give a fuck who I pull.
You said that. Mario said the same. Y'all did. You damn sure did, doesn't it? Fuck it. Don't give a damn who I got. Just let me know who I got, motherfucker.
That don't make a difference.
Like
you got to run him in.
Like,
can't run from him.
Yeah, do like you play dominoes, motherfucker. Line them up. We're going to knock them down. Line them bitches up. We're knocking them down.
To be honest, see, I'm more crazier. I'm a little bit more. I don't know. Mario get on me all the time behind that shit. Really, if you ask me, I want the motherfuckers who's supposed to be the baddest, everybody always saying the motherfucking baddest. I want them motherfuckers. Them the motherfuckers I want. I don't want the ones that ain't supposed to be shit. I want the motherfuckers who's supposed to be the man. That's who I want.
So I'm saying, here now.
I'm saying it on here now. I want to go to motherfucking war with every one of them big-time motherfuckers that say they ain't supposed to be this and that. I want to knock them motherfuckers down. And the main one that's on here, I want, you know who I want, the baddest out of all of them. We're going to line up that night. We'll leave. Me and that motherfucker, we'll run before the end of the weekend's out. I can promise you that.
You ain't talking about salty bitches.
Yes, I want salty. I want to run.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Not sharp eye, Ricky.
I want that motherfucker. We'll meet up. We'll meet up. It seems like he's the favorite anyway, so I'm sure we're gonna meet up.
Yeah, he did.
We may meet up in the finals or whatever, but we're gonna meet.
I'm getting a text from my brother. Let me see what he's talking about. He might have. Oh man, come on, shut that shit up. Get off here, Rip. He too. I just got a text from a friend. Come on with it, Hood. Come on with it, boy.
I ain't got much to say, though, but like I say, I want the motherfuckers who supposed to be the baddest out there. I want to show that motherfucking blue bitch, that motherfucker, that's the baddest motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about nobody. I don't give a fuck about nobody.
Well, that's sort of like what Mario said. Yeah, I mean, he just said it in a nicer way. He just said it in a nicer way.
That motherfucker's going to have to show me. That's all it is. Hey, dog, they going to have to show me. That's just all it is to it.
Yeah.
So watch this right here, dog. Hey, dog. I'm gonna show you something right that I normally do, right? I'm gonna be honest with you. Hold on. Let me see your phone number. I'm gonna text you something right now. Hold on, before I even there. I'm gonna text you what her finna tell you right now, right? That song is came back. Hey, listen, dog. I ain't gonna say it. You know what? I ain't gonna do
okay.
it. I ain't gonna see it.
Well, let me go on and ask Rip. What if you go out there and get your ass on blowed out the first line, Rip? What if you get your ass on blowed out the first line?
No, it ain't nothing that ain't happened to me before. That's what I like. I mean, I'm on the difference between me and probably 90% of them out there.
Yeah.
You know the difference between me and 90% of the racers that's gonna be in that race. I'm a true fucking grudge racer. It ain't nothing they can do to me that ain't happened before. They got to choke me. They got to whoop me. That's all there is to it. But I tell
you what,
if they better, this probably be their best chance. No more time we'd have had with this motherfucker. This will probably be their best chance. I tell you that right now.
Oh, I got that noise.
Juice man, that's you with all that noise, Juice.
Mute your phone. Juice man, mute your phone. Let me mute it for you. Goddamn, that Juice man with all that noise. He the one telling me it wasn't him, and it's him with all that motherfucking noise.
Oh, man.
He the one telling me it wasn't him.
Not Chavez.
Yeah, I'm opening up again. Let me see if he still got it. Yeah, Juice Man, that was you with all that noise. I didn't even check your ass, you faggot motherfucker.
My bad. My bad.
Yeah, get your ass on mute, motherfucker. Goddamn all that goddamn fucking noise. Telling that lie about, it ain't on me. It ain't me. Your goddamn lie. What was you, motherfucker?
Lord, how much?
You know what I get for fucking around, huh? My bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can come out. So you can come out and talk, and then go back on mute. But when you didn't go back on mute, that was you with all that goddamn. And I didn't even check your faggot ass. And I checked you, and it was goddamn Juice Man.
Mhm.
All right, come on, Herb. Tell me some more, cause I want you and Mario to slip up and say the wrong shit. So I want to see if y'all gonna be consistent. Y'all say the wrong shit, I'm gonna bust y'all ass out.
Dog, this will be. Listen, we probably ain't got no more than about 5 or 6 passes on this fucking car. This will be their best chance if they do want to beat us. But I don't even feel with the no more passes we got that it ain't a motherfucker out there that I won't run out there tonight. If we could go out there tonight and run them motherfuckers.
Damn, Mario said the same shit. Them niggas gotta be done practice use. I mean, a kid, they had to practice this shit, man. They practiced this shit before they came out there.
They bad acting, though.
Yeah. They practicing this shit, man. Damn,
that's a Tyler Perry rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know her smoking on that cigarette and he bad acting?
Yeah. shit.
Yeah. We gonna see.
I smoked them cigarettes, so I don't punish them too fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Keep my nerve calm.
Hey, kids, you know who Herb sound like? Let me sound like Father Ryan. He sound like Father Ryan.
A little bit. Yeah.
He just talk nasty. He talk nasty than Ryan. Ryan don't talk that nasty.
Oh. Father Ryan's sophisticated.
Well, I ain't said all that now. I ain't said that now.
Hey, dog. One thing for sure, I don't know what it is. We come on here, nobody want to talk to us. So we're going to let you go. We ain't want to let the show go off like this. We'll let y'all
I'm finna get them out of here. I'm finna get them out of here. We done covered enough tonight. I got to rest up anyway. This weekend is rough. Start out. I'm just now recuperating from coming from down at damn Piedmont this weekend, man. I'm still tired of the motherfucker. Jeez,
hey, Mario, can we please leave on to go get down there in the morning? I want to camp out. We need to camp out down there, motherfucker.
Mario, I ain't coming out of the RV now. He said.
Yeah, I'm sitting right here in front of the dope. I'm sitting right here in front of the
dope. Let's leave in the motherfucking morning.
Hey, listen, man. I'm sleeping in my race suit.
My old lady asked me, what the fuck you got that race suit on for? I been walking around the motherfucking house with my helmet and everything, bro.
Damn.
Good job.
That's some good shit.
Hey, dog, only thing we can say is we had a ball on here. Don't you call us no more. And hope like hell we ready to answer the phone next Monday. We're going to answer the phone next Monday regardless because I know there's some bells on here. But we're going to try our best to give it a hell of a showing. That's all I can tell you. We're going to give it our goddamn 110%. I can tell you that.
And we're going to turn the fuck up down there. So y'all know how we play in parties. So we're going to have a motherfucking fun. We're coming out there to fuck them all up. But also we're going to have a motherfucking blast down there.
Yeah, we're going to have a goddamn ball. No matter how it turned out. Let's go.
You can't ask for no better shit than that.
Yeah, we in there. We in it. Let's go.
Motherfucking Richard. Hey, Mario, look, them boys, get Craig. Tell Richard stop fucking calling my phone. Tell him to get the fuck on the phone. What do you want to do with Thursday night? Get him on the phone. He calling me now. Put him on the show. Fuck this shit. There ain't no need to call him private.
You talking about Reggie?
He calling me private. Tell him, let's go, motherfucking Thursday. I don't give a fuck. We can go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Now, somebody got to be lying, kid. If both of them say they're ready to go, what they waiting on?
Yeah.
If both of them say they're ready,
somebody lying.
Get him on the motherfucking phone.
No. Let me ask you a question. You've been racing a long time, bro. Y'all been racing a long time, right?
Yep.
Now, if you ain't got a man lock in or if you trying to shit a man, if you trying to pull your move, I can't knock that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I done seen, heard of a lot of people say they ready. They ready. They got their own kill. They ready for that. They the baddest motherfuckers out there.
And I see
the motherfucker make 7-8 goddamn passes. Why you got to make all them goddamn passes if you ready, boy?
That's right.
Mario, I guarantee you
it'll be about. I know four cars. I can count four motherfucking cars right now that I bet you. I guarantee you, Mario. I'm willing to bet you $1,500. The top cars all these motherfuckers saying gonna win. I bet you $1,500 right now. They're gonna make at least four shakedowns a day. How much you wanna bet? How much you wanna bet? Mario, since we're gonna keep it in the house, I'm gonna hide you money, Mario. I bet you $2,000 to your $1,500. Each one of them motherfuckers, they're gonna make at least four or five passes a day. How much you wanna bet?
Come on, Herb.
Hey, listen, you know that's dude. You know right now. You know they got to make sure they had it. They got every inch of the track perfected. Now you can't. Like I told you, ain't a fun bitch out here got more goddamn laps than salty. I'm serious about that. So you can't.
Well, I'm
shit.
Willing to bet you Mario something gonna make four. How much you want to
bet? Oh, Ricky, I'm gonna tell you that they gonna do that. They gonna get the track test in and they gonna put a rack in that.
But
that
let
night.
Me ask you this, Mario. But look, this is what
the whole top end off.
The only thing about me, I look at the big picture. And I've been doing this shit a long time. When you already fucking ready and you so fucking fast, why do you keep testing, though? Why are you testing that much?
You got a point there, Herb.
They're looking to go faster, though, Herb. That's the thing. They looking
for
some
man.
Well, the way everybody talks about how fast they are, why?
You're breaking up, Herb.
Herb, they want to go fast.
Up,
they ain't never seen.
But Mario, that don't make sense to me. If everybody said that these boys this and that, them motherfuckers run this, why in the fuck do they need to get any faster? It seems like they supposed to have the whole fucking field covered by a fucking tent anyway.
Who you talking about, man? Who you talking about?
I'm talking about Salty. They want to get. I'm talking about Salty, bitch. Why are they making? Why are they make all these shakedowns? If they so fucking fast and they so fucking ready, why did they make four or five hits every time they hit the track?
Damn.
All right, now, if Salter slapped you in your mouth, what you going to say then? If Salter slapped him in his goddamn mouth, what are you going to say then?
Lord.
I'm not saying they not fast, and it ain't nothing the motherfuckers can do to me that ain't never happened anyway. They got to show me, though. See, a motherfucker just can't talk me to death. You're going to have to show me you about what you talk about.
Sir.
And you motherfucker got no hands, you want to fight. See, it's just like a motherfucker going to fight me. He ain't going to bluff me and talk to me and tell me he going to beat my ass. He's going to have to show me. What are
you
going to do, slap me
talk,
and I'm going to run?
I
know.
I'm quite sure who you're talking tonight. Don't think they ain't on the table to slap you, motherfucker. Man. Don't think they ain't finna go to your ass.
Well, listen, though, I knew that anyway. Though, I knew they was. I was on the table for them to slap me last year when we won that motherfucking 50 down there. Why you think half these motherfuckers went to the shop and changed these motors and shit up? Shit, that ain't no.
Man.
I already know what I'm up against. Don't think me and Bro don't already know what we up against. Hell, we the ones that made them all spend money and change. You see it.
Yeah.
That ain't no secret.
Yeah, I got
But one thing.
But anyway,
I got to go back on my word, Herb. I got to be honest, and I told you something that we know we already talked about. And dog, I was wrong. When we left him down there, Georgia, and we know we were running. I said, man, shit, hell, like, you ain't gonna change no damn time. All right, a year ain't going to have no damn time left. All right, y'all, I'm sorry. My Uber Eats just got here. But a year ain't going to change no time. Shit, I say to myself, hell, hey, same car, same rules. These summers can't go no faster. I should have bit my motherfucking tongue when I said that. I'm thinking about that.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Because with the shit I agree to that, Mario. Me too. I agree. I ain't think these motherfuckers with these 484s could go no faster. I'm going to tell you that now. I would never believe that. No, sir.
Hey, dog.
I know.
Dog, you make sure you look at my comment now. I did BMF and got it. So I don't get ready to pay me at the end of the goddamn race. Well, okay. It ain't happened yet, there, buddy. It ain't happened yet.
Hey, Mike, make sure you get me one of them. Mike, make sure you get me one of them motherfucking hit, man. I'm going to be the motherfucking hit, man.
Breaking up, Herb. Hey, Herb, you want your way. You put some water in your phone.
Hey, Mike.
Yo, yes, sir.
You remember how you used to do them boys down there at Carolina Dragway when you had them $100,000 races down there and you motherfuckers got fucked them boys up?
Not 10-5, Mike.
You motherfucking, no, y'all don't remember Hitman when he used to throw them big motherfucking races, all them big name motherfuckers try to come down there and Mike tie their ass up and win that money. See, Mike, make sure you bring me one of them motherfucking Hitman shirts. Down there this weekend.
I have them on deck. I got one Hitman. I stopped in Spartanburg and got one too from up there in that area too. So.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, sir. hey, Mike. Hey, look. What size is that fucking belt too? I need to make that other one to look too fucking big. What size is that fucking belt? I want
know.
The belt over
we gotta,
the money.
We gotta know.
I don't give a
we
fuck
got a
about.
I got a belt too. We got a belt for this weekend too.
Oh, okay. So
hey,
Randolph and Mario,
hey,
they want the money. I want the fucking trophy.
Hey, I was telling the motherfuckers, the money is good, but them belts, bro, that's the shit motherfuckers want. That's the bonus there, them belts. That money going to be spent.
Hey, dog, Randolph and Mario said they look familiar. I want them motherfuckers. I want the fucking trophies. The money.
Yeah.
You can't. I want them fucking trophies. Money. I want that. I want that fucking belt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get all that good shit.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys, we started early tonight, so we can go ahead and get out of here early. We appreciate everybody for coming on. Good show. We got a little drama, just a little drama. But like I said, all this week, we ain't talking about nothing but from the day forward. We ain't talking about no shit you did last week. You got to do it today or tomorrow or the next day, because we're going to be out at Valdosta, and there's going to be some shit down there. All I'm going to tell you, if you don't make it down there, you missing one. You're going to wish you had it. That's all I like to say. Them damn videos is going to be good, but there ain't going to be no justice in being in that motherfucker. Them videos good, but there ain't gonna be no justice look being there yourself. So with that being said, Mike, you got anything else before we get out of here, Mike here. You got anything else here, man?
Good show, dog. Good show. Appreciate everything, man. Appreciate all of y'all, man. Most definitely. Look like the weekend is gonna be good. Like gonna be some good racing.
And all right, don't y'all forget Thursday we got Test and Tune Thursday if y'all wanna come down there from 2 to about 8 or 9. And we got a big grudge race. Deja Vu going up against Jesse James. One of them bad motherfuckers right there ain't going to be bad. That's two gorillas finna fight each other. One of them bitches finna get fucked up.
Oh, man, one going to be sad.
Yeah. All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Mark it.